Thank you for joining us for today's Dealer On webinar, How to Engage Customers and Sell More Cars. My name is Eliana Raggio, and I'll be your moderator today. And today's webinar is being presented by Dealer On. For anyone who isn't familiar with Dealer On, we're an award-winning website development company and digital agency, best known for our amazing SEO, the best customer service, and the highest converting website designs in the industry, including the award-winning Chameleon Responsive Website Platform. Earlier this year, after NADA, we were awarded the Driving Sales Dealer Satisfaction Award for top-rated websites for an unprecedented sixth year in a row. We also took home the AWA Award for Best Websites for a third time. Plus, FCA announced that we're now an approved vendor. Yeah, big things are happening over here at Dealer On this year. We're still the only company in the industry that offers a money-back lead guarantee program. And if you want to know more, you can check us out at our gorgeous brand-new Dealer On website at DealerOn.com. And we have an incredible show in store for you today. We're very pleased to have Mike Davenport returning as our presenter today. Mike, the Louisville Chevy dude, Davenport, is a self-proclaimed Chevy enthusiast. Not only is he the leading salesman for Bachmann Chevrolet, he's also a top performer of new Chevrolet sales in the country and one of the 40 highest-rated salesmen on DealerRater.com. A 17-year veteran in the auto industry, he has held numerous dealership management positions, such as sales, F&I, new car manager, used car manager, and general sales manager. However, Mike's meteoric rise in sales didn't start until 2010, when he bravely decided to leave the management sector of the car business to start from scratch as a salesperson in a new town at a new dealership where he could focus his branding efforts on himself and provide an excellent example for other salespeople. He owns several domain names, maintains a very successful YouTube channel with over 4 million views, runs very aggressive social media campaigns, and his social media presence proves he is a leader in the industry for other sales professionals and managers. Mike Davenport is the epitome of a rock star salesperson, a very active member of the automotive community, and he can be reached at mike@chevydude.com. All right, here we go. And by the way, I got to let you know, early next year, Mike Davenport is going to be once again dropping knowledge bombs at the Rockstar Auto Conference. If you want to catch him there and see him live and in person, well, you know what? He's going to make it even easier on you. He's giving all of you a ridiculously good deal on the tickets simply because you are here today on the Dealer On webinar. All you have to do is visit bit.ly/ChevyDudeRocks to score yourself a ticket to the Rockstar Auto Conference for only $47. That's so cool. We hope to see you there. Now, during the presentation, if you have any questions, please use the question feature located on the corner of your screen to submit them. At the end of the presentation, we'll answer those questions of general interest. If we're unable to get to your question live, we're going to try to respond by email later today. And don't forget, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording will also be emailed to you later today for your reference. Feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. And guess what? Our good friend Mike Davenport and his buddies over at Tacobi will be giving away one awesome prize on the webinar. One of you lucky webinar attendees is going to win a $200 Visa gift card. Oh, my goodness, yes, just in time for the holidays. So sweet, right? You have to be on the live broadcast to win it, though, so stay tuned, and you could be the one winning this amazing prize today. Also, at the conclusion of this webinar, you're going to get a short survey, so fill it out. We're always looking for quality feedback from our audience, and we want your opinion to be heard. And hey, do you tweet much? Gosh, we hope you do. We'd love to see what you have to say about today's presentation, so please tag us in it. You can use hashtag DealerOnWebby. I'm at Eliana Raggio. You can also hit up Mike Davenport at Elville Chevy Dude. We look forward to seeing what you're saying. So let's get started. Let's learn how to engage customers and sell more cars. Mike Davenport, let me tell you something. It is always a good show when I know we're going to have a great show when you're here. You are just one of my favorite presenters, and you always bring it. So thank you so much for doing this again for us.
You're welcome. I'm always glad to do it.
I know we have a lot to get to today, and we have a lot of people online listening in. So why don't you tell everyone the kinds of things we're going to be learning about today, and let's get this ball rolling.
We're going to have a blast today because this is stuff that, you know, I've done like my whole career. And, you know, we didn't go over before the webinar, we didn't go over some of the things that we've always talked about. But Now I'm coming up on 18 years of selling cars, being in the car business. You know, 5.5 million views on YouTube. I mean, it's just crazy. Of all the hard work starting to pay off, you know, and it's just crazy. And I've sold cars to other YouTubers. Other YouTubers are buying cars for me and stuff like that. So this is something that I don't think there's anybody else out there. I don't think, and anybody selling cars for sure, there's nobody out there who can talk about this stuff that I talk about. So it's so unique and so, you know, hands-on that I'm giving my best practices away. And I tell this all the time. It's a lot of hard work. So you gotta be prepared to work, up front. So, we gotta hit some really cool things. We gotta talk about the benefits of social media, because believe it or not, I was just talking to a guy last night, out of Northwest, Indiana, and his dealership's like, yeah, social media is not good. You need to stay off of it. You can't text customers. You only can email customers. You're not allowed to call customers. And I'm like, what? And, all that good stuff. So, there are dealerships out there who don't believe in social media, which is crazy. They're missing the boat, which is fine for a guy like me, because, you know, I'm picking up their sales and stuff like that. So, you know, we're gonna walk away with a game plan. I'm gonna give you a really good idea of where to go to, how to do it. Sell more cars on social media, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about how 18, they're predicting a lower turnout of car sales. They're looking at car sales to go down year after year. So then we got our giveaway, and then, you know, our question and answer session is always like an hour long. So, I mean, this turns into like a 2-hour webinar for me. So
I know. Awesome. And we hope you all stay on for it, because the Q&A session is really, I mean, we give away so much great information that didn't even get covered in the slides, and it's real world information and real world solutions, and it's really, really valuable. So I really hope you can stick around, but even if you can't, it's okay. We're getting it recorded right now, and we'll have that link over to you later this evening so that you have it for you. But we do hope you stick around and ask great questions. And by the way, before you go any further, Mike, just so we're clear, and I don't know if you have this in your presentation or not, but I'm just curious, how many cars do you sell through social media? Because I mean, some people just don't think it's possible.
I didn't put that stat in there because it's tough to track, because if I have like a repeat customer or a referral customer, I take that back. If I have a repeat customer that was, you know, that found me on Facebook or found me, you know, on social media 3 years ago, that doesn't get tracked. That's a repeat customer. So that goes into my different game plan. But I'm going to talk about a little bit of what I do and how I do it. But, right now I would say 50 to 75% of my sales, are based off social media, based off of several factors of comments that the customer states, stuff like that. So it's all about the engagement.
Did you say 60%?
Yeah.
Holy Easy. Moly. That's crazy. All right. Show us how you do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I posted this on Facebook the other day. I literally just sat at my desk and sell cars all day. I don't, you know, and the customers come in and they're like, boom, 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 gone, you know. And then I take an internet lead and I get a bad review out of it because, you know, she didn't believe me or whatever, but it's no big deal. So here's what I kind of just alluded to is these are less than 1 week old. So all of my data, all my stuff, I love to sit there and talk about stuff that is current. I changed my webinar around so much, that I'm editing it and stuff like that. So this stuff is all within 1 week old. I mean, I literally 10 minutes before the webinar went live, I was changing stuff in my webinar. So because it's so relevant, things happen, and that's what I want to give good information. So these are headlines. These are headlines coming on right now. You know, you know, they're putting the brakes on sales, set up easy finance, you know, easy finance stuff. We're going to see the first fall since the Great Recession back in 2008, 2009. You know, NADA is talking about how we're only going to sell 16.7 million cars, down from 17.55 million cars that we're looking to sell for the year. So we're losing 10 million cars, for the year. So, you know, it's going to be a big impact. But the key to this is I'm actually projecting out about 11% increase for 2018. So I'm looking at my sales going up regardless of what the automotive industry is doing, because I've got good standard stats and everything that I do. So I'm not too worried about what I'm going to do. So if you want to sell cars in 2018, you've got to be on social. And typically speaking, I think the people who are on this broadcast are already on social. I think a lot of the things that you're coming up with is, how can I do it better? How can I engage more? How can I get more people to follow me? How can I get more people to like my posts? Stuff like that. And we're going to talk about that. But the key to step is number one, if anybody's telling you, like I mentioned earlier, this dealer, they don't believe in social, they don't think it's working, blah, 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 let them believe that. You just don't want to do your own thing. I don't want to set you up to get fired. I don't want you to get in trouble. I don't want to set you up to do any of that stuff. But the biggest thing is, use your head. Use your head when you're coming into your business and do what you want to do. Back in 2010, when I started here, I came to my general manager at the time, which is now the CEO of our company, who's a phenomenal guy. I said, hey, listen, I'm going to get a website going. I'm going to get this. I'm going to get that. And he says, yeah, sure, bring it to me. Let's look over it, and we'll go from there. I already knew that was going to be a no answer. So I was like, I'm just going to do it. It's better to ask for forgiveness than for permission. Again, I don't want to say anything to get you in trouble or fired, but do what you want to do. But I'm telling you, be aggressive, be obsessed with it, and be great at it, because nothing else pays. So a little proof that social sells cars. I told you this stuff I update all the time. Last night at about 11:30, I get this time frame right here. So it's like you can year in review with Facebook. So 69,158 times in 2017. So that's going to be January 1 till, I would say, November 31st, December 5th, 6th, whatever. My friends, my social media platform, just on personal Facebook, the like, the love, the ha-ha, and the wild emoji emotions have been touched on my post. 69,150 times. So here's what I want to do. Of course, engagement, right? Look this up. This is the new thing they're putting out on social media. You can find it very simple on Facebook. Find out who can beat me on 69,158. I know there's people out there who can, so I want to see who can do it. To kind of give you a breakdown of this, we got 69,158 emotions touched. That's 6,287 per month. This is 11 months that I'm figuring this on, because we're not done in December, right? So 6,287 per month. Let's break that down into a day. 209 interactions per day with people that I do just on my Facebook profile. One portion of social media just on Facebook. That's it. So
because you also do Twitter and Instagram, right?
Instagram, YouTube, Google Plus, you know, all these stupid things. I do so many, you know. And so I got about 60. Snapchat. Oh my God, Snapchat is crazy.
Really?
So. Yeah, so based off of what I can see followers, I got somewhere a little over 60,000 subscribers, I believe, the last time I looked. And with my Snapchat alone per day, 7,500 people view my Snapchat stories, my stories on my Snapchat. 7,500 people. It's crazy. So just on Facebook alone. So Facebook, when you do profiles, your profile page doesn't give you analytics, because they don't want you to have analytics, because they don't want you to use a profile page to do business on. So I can never gauge what I'm doing. So when I got this last night, I'm like, oh man, this is awesome. I'm going to break this down. So 209 interactions per day. So what could that bring to you in interactions per day of what you do? So, does anybody know about YouTube community? This is something brand new. This is a post today at 8:13 a.m. I told you I update this stuff so relevant. This is just a few hours old. Facebook came out with this community. It's basically like Instagram. So I posted on it the other day, and I was like, you know what? I have no idea what this is. My first post is like, is YouTube trying to be like IG? You know, here's a 2016 Corvette. That's $105,000. I'm selling it for $86,000. Hit me up if you want to buy it. 1,700 views, 57 likes, 4 comments. So I don't know what that relevance to, but it's got 1,700 people viewed that picture that 1,700 people wouldn't have viewed if I put it somewhere else. So it is what it is. 57 likes and 4 comments, I'll take it all day long. Yeah, I'm something that nobody even knew. And some of the comments on there were like, oh, I didn't know Facebook. I didn't know YouTube was doing this. So they didn't, you know, people, normal community people didn't even know.
Okay, before you go any further, I did have, and you know, I usually save all questions, but this one is relevant to the slide that we were just on before. First of all, George wrote and he says, I would probably pass out if that many people engaged on our dealership in a day, 209. So thank you, George, for that. Heidi wanted to know, is that your own personal Facebook page, or is that a dealership Facebook page?
This is my own personal profile page, so Mike Davenport page, not my profile, not my fan page or business page or anything like that.
Okay, so just so I know, your dealership has their own Facebook page. That's not what we're talking about, right?
No, we're talking all about me. We're not talking about my dealership. I'm gonna get into a little bit later why I'm not talking about the dealership, but this is all me. This is me doing things. If we wanna compare my dealership and me, I have everything I do is much greater than my dealership. My dealership, you know, doesn't do anything social media. They try, but they don't do a good job. So they've got some videos out there with 100,000 views on them, but they don't get any interaction. They don't sell any cars off of them. I got videos with 10,000 views that I've sold 2 or 3 cars off of. So this is all personal stuff.
I gotcha. All right. Please keep going. You sound great.
All right. So four things I think that are extremely important before you post. These four things you absolutely have to think about before you make a post, regardless of where it's at on what social media platform. Is it value that someone's going to look at? Is the content business related? We don't want to be thrown out there that I'm getting a divorce, I'm doing this, I'm doing that BS, I got arrested last night. Don't be putting that crap on social media. It does not help you in any way, shape, or form. It actually hurts you because I wouldn't want to do business with somebody who's got a divorce or has a lot of drama in their life. I don't have any drama in my life. I want to keep it that way. And I'm running away from that person. How can you convert it to a sale? And will you be remembered? That's four things you want to make sure you do on every single post. Let's talk about this post right here. So if you Google salesman spray paints Corvette, I told you everything I'm doing is relevant. This I think I got the time on this next slide. I can't remember what time, but it was like 11:20, 11:30 that this happened. I sold a customer a new truck last night, all through text message. Previous customers bought 4, 5, 6 cars from me, sends me a lot of business, referral stuff like that. Has never bought back end product from me in any way, shape, or form. Never has bought anything from the dealership. Now I'm not in charge of that. That's my F&I guy's job, but that's the basis of the story, has never bought. So I do this video. I think it's got about 400,000 views, but I do a demonstration on paint protection, which we use Xylon here. I heard somebody was on from John Jones. I give credit to everybody I get. I've done this demonstration hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. I see a John Jones salesman do this, and I'm like, oh, that's a great idea for a YouTube video. So I think out the video, I timeline it, I storyline it, I do it, I throw it up there 400,000 views later, and then my customer texts me this morning at 11:22 a.m. I screenshot at 11:24 a.m. today. He says, after you spray paint the Corvette, I just had to get it. So he bought Xylon.
He bought the car because of the paint?
No, he bought the aftermarket product Xylon, the paint protection, because of my video on the YouTube video. So my dealership got a product sold because of something that I've done on social media. And if you look at those thumbnails, 1, 2, 3 of them are my images from YouTube. When you Google spray paint, you know, consult sales and spray paints Corvette. So no, what I'm saying is make sure you're clear. So we have the paint product that we sell called Xylon. So, you know, it's an upsell charge and when you're doing your paperwork. So this guy has never said yes to it ever. He says, no, I don't want it, but he's seen my spray paint the Corvette. He's like, dude, if you're spray painting $100,000 Corvette on your showroom floor with this, I want it on my truck. So he bought his truck last night. He says, I'm doing this. That's what he was texting me about.
Oh my gosh. Wait. So, did you know that was going to work before you know you already spray painted? I mean, you knew that it was going to be okay.
Absolutely. I've done that demonstration hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. I've just never done it on camera. And so I saw another salesman do it. I'm like, dude, what are you thinking? I got to do this on camera too. It'll go viral. And it did. 400,000 views. Got a lot of trolls and hate messages that I should be fired. You know, all this stuff. That's pretty funny. So there's nobody to control me. I've never been trolled a day in my life. I will fire back on someone so quick. It's so fun and it's so funny to me. But nobody can ever troll me. It's impossible. So, but if I want engagement on YouTube, I'll sit there and I'll make a video. It's like, try to troll me. I dare you. And then all of a sudden the worst of the worst posts come out, comments come out on my post, and it's hilarious. But it's all about the YouTube algorithm. So, this is the key. Think how your customer thinks. What makes you as a person, when you're going through social media, what makes you like a post, share a post, or comment on a post, okay? And what makes you just keep going by and flipping through and stuff like this? Now, I don't use Twitter a whole lot because the life of a Twitter comment, the last time that I saw a Twitter post was like 18 seconds. I don't want my post to stay up there 18 seconds. I want hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people to see my Twitter post, or to see my post. So I don't do a whole lot on Twitter, but I get a lot of stuff on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. Snapchat's 24 hours, you know, YouTube, stuff like that. So always think back to the four things I told you earlier, but also put this in there is like a, what do you do to like a post? What do you do to share a post? Comment on a post? What do you do when you're interacting with your timeline of what you do to makes you stop and read something? What is it? Is it interactive? Is it something just like, oh my God, I can't believe that's happening? You know, do you read the drama on people? Typically we don't read the drama on people. You know, is it celebrity news? What is it that brings up? So think about that when you're posting, because that's going to help out. Here's a couple ideas on engagement. Ask a question about one of your products. So let's say you just took in a brand new, let's just say you took in a same model year trade-in that the guy trades every year, and he's got 60,000 miles on a 2017 model year car. Sit there and take a picture of it, and like, hey, how many miles has it got on it? Closest person, you know, wins, you know? They may not win a product or a prize, but the fact that they'll win something, hey, you know, you don't even have to put win in there. Just like, hey, who's, you know, just, what do you think the miles on this? It's a recent trade, 2017 crew cab Silverado, you know, all-star package. You know, you're selling the vehicle without saying, hey, this vehicle is for sale. So you're asking a question on the product. Do it to a brand new car. Go get a brand new car off the lot and say, hey, how many miles are on this? You know, everybody's going to be like 1, 6, 7, 8, 15. This is a brand new car, you know, that we got. Window sticker still on it. How many miles do you think's on it? You know, stuff like that. So you can come up with all sorts of things on your products, you know, and in, you know, you can put a post up and blur out the picture or something to that effect. Like, how many cars do I have on the showroom floor right now? I'll show you the real picture at 6 o'clock tonight or 6 o'clock tomorrow or whatever, things like that. You get people engaging into it. If you follow me on Facebook, you'll see that I did something yesterday that said, hey, what's your favorite emoji? You know, I've been using this crazy face emoji in all my texts lately. And I'm like, you know what? That's a good post. I'm going to put it up there. What's your favorite emoji? Boom. You know, and people I said, put your favorite emoji in the comments below. You know, and it got people to sit there and do stuff. So if you're a small business, which you are as a salesperson in the automotive industry, if you're an F&I, if you are a internet manager, if you are a BDC rep, you are a small business. So this nice little graph here is amazing. So here's the really cool thing is, this is from 2015. It's probably one of the best stats that I could find, even though it's a couple years old, coming up on 3 years old. So I'm going to assume that this is all raised in 3 years, but it was something relevant that I want to talk about. So if you look at YouTube, I've been using YouTube since 2010. So used YouTube before that, but 2010 is when I really started doing stuff for the dealership and for myself and selling cars off of it, stuff like that. You know, and they're only saying 21% of small businesses are important to social media. I think that's up there a whole lot more now. And then Facebook, they're saying 66%. This is in 2015. This is 3 years ago. So imagine that. So as a salesperson, again, you are a business inside of a business. You need to be relying on social media because this is what small businesses are doing. So imagine if you open a basket store and you want to sell these baskets that you make or something else that you're passionate about. I want to be successful at this. I want to take this hobby and turn it into this. Now you can sit there and I would spend all of my money, every single dollar I have, I would spend it on local SEO and local Facebook stuff because that's what's going to sell you stuff. Let's do this one. This one, everybody trolled me on. Remember I said I can't be trolled? So I posted this picture a couple weeks ago. I already had it figured out, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to post it. I'm going to see what I get. And I put out there, like, who can help me? This 2013 Nissan Cube, automatic lights are on when you shut the vehicle off and lock the car, and the headlights will not go off until the battery is dead. It happened 3 times to this girl that I sold this Nissan Cube. 65 comments on this post, and every single person trolled me except for like two. It's trash, take it out to the dumpster, you know, call a tow truck, you know. And then a couple of Nissan reps were tagged in it, and they even said it was trash. I didn't know the Nissan Cube was that bad of a car, so now I'm really scared that I sold this car and it's going to be a death trap for my customer. But they started trolling me, and just like I was looking for help, but nobody helped me, and they just trolled me. I'm like, okay, well, this is funny. I'm just going to leave it up and keep going. So, again, it's kind of a help thing, too. You know, even though it has nothing really to pertain to my business, I'm asking for help, you know. And I posted up there Also that I was trading my drone. I was actually selling my drone. I have a DJI Phantom 3 Advanced drone that I was selling for a dead bottom price. I wasn't going to negotiate on that price. And a guy contacted me and said, hey, would you be interested in a gun? I said, hell yeah, I would be interested in a gun. Are you kidding me? Guns hold values. I said, shoot me pictures and whatnot. And next thing you know, I put up, I never heard of this company. So I put up on social media. I was like, hey, do you guys know anything about this gun? Is it a good fair trade? And hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of comments on that as well. So it had nothing to do with business, but people were doing it. And here's the thing is I had customers who are gun enthusiasts reach out to me on the post and on text message and call me and say, hey, Mike, that's a good gun. You want to do this? You want to do that? You know, it looks like it's got this option and this option on. So that's a couple hundred dollar option. You know, you're getting a good trade on a gun if it's never been fired. So, and the one thing I love to do is I love to do Facebook live videos. I love live videos. Videos are fun. Free tip on this. If you don't like being on camera, wear sunglasses. Wear sunglasses. You don't have to worry about where your eyes are at. You could be reading something right next to the camera. Don't worry about what anybody says about not wearing sunglasses, when you're talking to customers or being on camera. Screw what they say. Do it because I talked about never get a trade value at your dealership, at a dealership for your car. The purpose of this video was talking about actual cash value and allowance. So 2,100 views on this, 20 comments, and I got a ton of interaction off that. Again, offline with comments and questions and stuff like that. What do you mean, you know, ACV? What do you mean, you know, allowance? You know, I explained that in this video, and I got 2,000 views of it. So this is another great thing to do is utilize Facebook groups that are huge, as Donald Trump would say. So I'm in a lot of non-selling groups. I'm in a lot of groups with Corvettes and Camaros and Chevy-related stuff, and I hate Ford pages and all that stuff. Well, I'm going to stroke somebody's ego, and this was in a Corvette group, and the Corvette base is an interesting, very diverse group of individuals. But one thing they all love to do is talk about themselves. So I put in there, what line of work does everyone do to afford their beautiful Corvette? Hashtag Chevy dude. I didn't put that I sell cars. I didn't do anything because I don't want to get kicked out of these groups because this is a group with 10,000, 12,000 people in it. And 347 comments, 240 emotions, and 3 shares. I don't know why anybody would share this post, but I got 3 shares out of it. 347 comments of people engaging, and I did this Monday at 12:22, and I was still getting comments today on this post. So this post has lived in this Corvette group for 4 days now. So we're at 4 days almost dead on. So you can utilize stuff like that and making sure you're going into these Facebook groups and helping people. People post comments all the time. You know, understand how things work inside your service department. You know, if somebody's like, hey, this isn't working or this isn't working, can anybody help me out? Hey, listen, I looked up for Chevrolet. It's called Service Index. I looked it up in Service Index. This is the article number. And all you have to do is this, 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 and this. It's something really easy to take care of. Go in and do it. You know, the ones I love is like, hey, my service engine light's on. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with this car? No. you know, it's like, you know, it's like, hey, just take it to the dealership. Looks like you're under warranty still. It's free. Don't even waste time in here. And they appreciate that. So when you're out there being helpful, on social media, people will take that to a liking. And a lot of times what I do is I'll put it out there in these groups like, hey, listen, if you don't know who I am, I'm one of the top Chevrolet salesmen in the country. You know, you don't have to, obviously not everybody's got that title, but you can be like, hey, listen, I sell cars. I'm really enthusiastic about this type of car. I love selling the car. Here's what I've known. I've seen a customer have this happen before here locally. It's this, 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 or, you know, no, you're wrong. You want to go it this way. Be polite, be professional, and most important, be helpful because people remember that. And that's how I sell a lot of cars, all these Facebook groups, is and I get tagged in them all day long. It's like, someone says, I'm looking for this car. And I'm tagged a bunch of times because people know that I sell cars and I'm helpful. And that leads us to our very first poll question.
Yes, it does. All right, Mr. Davenport, thank you so much. You're doing great so far. All right, audience, first of two poll questions is on the screen now. We want to know what you think, what's happening in your world. So please answer this question for us. Currently, how many cars per month do you personally sell through social media? Please select one of the following answers. Is it 1 or 2 a month, 3 to 5 per month, 6 to 9 per month? Are you one of those rock stars that sells 10 or more cars per month through social media, or is it the last answer? I don't track it. I'm a loser, so none. Whatever the answer is, we want to know. And just so I I clarify this because you said like 60% of your business comes through social media, which is insane to me, Mike Davenport. How does that translate into a number of cars per month that you sell? Is that a number you're going to share with us?
No, I'm not going to share that with you. I'm so superstitious about that. And dumbass me, I thought about it beforehand. I need to sell 42 cars this month so I can hit my 2,000 car goal in 7.5 years with this dealership.
Wow.
And I'm doing fine. But I'm like, I gotta get this superstition thing out of the way. I gotta get this superstition thing out of the way. I gotta get it out of my way. Cause every time I post what I'm gonna do or need to do, I fall on my face. I'm like, so I don't post and I don't tell anybody because, and I'm not too concerned about haters, but haters would like always being egotistical, always being narcissistic, blah, 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 which those people don't affect me, but I like to keep it close to my chest, but it's always more than, I always tell people it's always more than 30. So obviously, if my goal is 42, I'm selling a good amount. I'm not selling 10 a month. I need to, quadruple my business this month.
Got it. By the way, Jessica, I wanted to let you know, Jessica wrote and she said that spray paint demo works. Awesome idea for a video. So thank you so much for that, Jennifer. Yep. I mean, Jessica. Okay. So, let's close out this poll, audience. Thank you so much for your votes. Let's see what the audience had to say. Are you ready? Okay, currently, how many cars per month do you personally sell through social media? The majority, 43%, so gosh, almost half of people, say, well, one or two a month. 22% of today's audience say, hey, I sell as many as 3 to 5 per month. That's awesome. 6% of today's audience say it's more like 6 to 9 per month. Whoa, 8% of today's audience say they do 10 or more per month through social media. Wowza. And then about a fifth of today's audience, 21%, said they either don't track it or, yeah, they sell zero cars through social media. All right. Well, I don't know.
The zero ones that I thought that I would get would be like people who are like BDC reps. And they're like, well, I don't do social media because I'm in BDC. And I'm going to talk about that here in a little bit, that's the wrong thought process. That's not surprising. I kind of thought of that stuff would be there. I figured the biggest one was like 1 to 2, right? 43%.
Oh yeah, by far.
Yeah. So here's my goal is those people who said 1 to 2. I want to double that number. I want to get them 3 to 5. I want to get them up to 3 to 5, and hopefully some of the stuff that I talk about is out there, and you know where I'm gonna go with the presentation here is about having fun with social media. And, you know, and even if you, and I forgot to talk about this a little bit, I don't ever script this stuff out. I just kind of, ad-lib everything. But as I was sitting here taking a drink of water, I sat here and thought about it. It's like, you know, even if customers are not interacting with you on social media, still post. Even if you're like, hey, well, I'm only getting 10 likes on this, don't delete the post and start over. Or like, hey, it's not working. Because I have so many customers that come in to me and be like, dude, I love your social media. You're so funny. And I've never seen them like, I've never seen them comment at all. And I track everything. I mean, I watch everything. I live on social media. I don't look at what people are doing, with the exception of my customers. I will sit there and know who comments. Because if you watch me on social media, I go through and I like every single comment that you post, that you make a comment on. I like it. Not because I agree with it, but because it lets you know that, hey, I was there. I saw you. I engaged back with you. Like, oh, hey, Mike Davenport did here. And I've seen these silly things too, which is humorous. But, I've seen people like, oh my God, Mike Davenport commented on this, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's like, dude, I'm a salesman just like everybody else here. I'm nobody special. I just have put myself out there and been doing this for a while. But that's the key thing to remember too, is just because you don't feel it is working, doesn't mean that it's not working, because you never know who doesn't interact with social media. Especially like with women, like a lot of women don't comment or like posts. They see them and they just move on, because that's just the difference in gender of guys will be more interactive. If you go to my YouTube channel, like my YouTube stats are like 90 something odd percent, YouTube stats are all men. So, but I've sold cars to women on there. Like, oh yeah, I follow you on social media. You know, I see you on YouTube, but they may not subscribe, but they just go there and do that. So, I had to talk my wife into subscribing to my channel. So no, none of that stuff shocks me. None of that stuff shocks me, but the people who are, you know, that 43% selling one to two, that's awesome. But now let's find a way to get to three to five, and everybody else who's doing, you know, five and seven and nine, let's step that up too, you know, cause that's really good. And once you can start doubling your numbers, then it's just like what I do. I just sit at my desk all day and sell cars.
Okay. Let's go.
All right. So let's talk about having fun on social media. Come on, slide. What's going on here? There we go. Having fun on social media.
Okay.
Seen on live PD. Pimpin' ain't easy. Ugliest trade I've ever traded for in 18 years. At least that's what I told the internet. So we had this car, and I'm like, oh my god, if you look way back in the back, it says Sinister on it. So we're like, everybody's making fun of this car. I'm sitting here, and we had this car for like 60 days. We had this car in stock forever. So I'm sitting
what
here.
What did
thinking,
the guy trade it in how, for?
I don't remember. It was not my customer. So, the, politically correct, I don't know, I'm not gonna say that. But, so we had it here for 60 days, and my thought process was, how can I make a video? How can I make it funny? And it took me 60 days to think this, because what my biggest concern was, is what if the customer who traded in saw this video? That was my concern, and that's why I didn't post on this video for so long. I was like, you know what? We gotta have fun. So I did a video on YouTube, and I'm like, the ugliest trade I've ever traded for. I did like 10-12 minute walk around. I actually got wrote up by doing that video because I was screwing around on the streets, and my boss saw me and wrote me up for driving crazy on the street. It is what it is. But then afterwards, I got my buddy Devin, and I said, hey, let's have a little fun on social media. So we did this right here. Oh, hold on, crap. I gotta take it off of, I got my speakers here.
What are you doing? So you actually brought somebody else in to help you with the video.
There we go. So that's what we did. Can everybody, can you hear me okay right now?
Yeah, I can hear you. So wait, the car drives by itself?
So I couldn't just post a message like that, okay? Because there's nothing there, right? There's nothing there interacting with a customer to get engagement other than what a horrible car, stuff like that. So him doing this gross ride was his idea, but with my editing skills, I can make this into something different. So we did this right here. Hey, listen, we know car buying sucks, but it doesn't have to. Car buying doesn't have to suck.
Let's have fun, baby.
Buying a car can be a ton of fun. You're looking to have a great car buying experience. Devin Davis. Chevy dude, hit us up here at Bachman Chevrolet.
Chevrolet, baby. Y'all have a good night.
That's awesome.
So, well, we turn that video into, hey, do business with us, right? So that was the key to this, is how can we turn this into do business with us? We have both sold a car off of that post. He sold one, I sold one, and it's been really, really, really phenomenal. So that's the key, is we've got to post stuff that is content-driven, content-related, and oh, hey, yeah, buy a car from me, because we're here to have fun. So that was kind of where we posted it at, is, hey, we want to have fun and stuff like that, is fun while we're buying a car, because buying a car does suck, and most people dread it, and they don't want to do it. So now if they can find something on the social media, find something on the internet, stuff like that, now they turn it into into, hey, listen, let's go talk to these guys here. And that's exactly what happened with that video. And we didn't sell that video. We didn't sell that car off of any of our videos. The internet department sold it, but we did. We did sell that. We did eventually sell that car. Thank goodness. So, and you can still hear me okay, Eliana?
You sound great. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. So I was switching back and forth with the audio stuff there. So, game plan. So we got to have a game plan with everything we do. So build your strategy, and I tell everybody, write this down. It has to be unique to you. Don't come up with a Chevy Do title. Don't steal my Buying a Car Doesn't Have to Suck, because if I see you advertising with Buying a Car Doesn't Have to Suck, then my attorney sends you a very, very nasty letter. Be unique to you. So, and I've told this many, many, many times. I never came up with the word Chevy Dude. That was not me. I didn't do it. A customer put me in their phone as Chevy Dude. So with that being said, it came up with it. I was like, that's cool. I like that. Let's run with it. Let's do it. And here we are 10 years later or 7 years later. With Chevy Dude in Louisville, Kentucky. So build your strategy, write it down, make it unique to you, write down your goals and what you want to do. Post consistently. I tell everybody, post at least 2 times a day. Make it relative. You know, it doesn't mean relative to business, just relative to you. So what you do, what's important to you, you know, stuff like that. As long as it's positive. We don't need BS stuff. I mentioned earlier, you know, you start going through family drama or divorce and stuff like that. You've never seen me post about my family. My family is wacko outside of me and my wife and my mother-in-law and brother-in-law. They're wacko. I don't associate with them much, but you've never seen me post anything negative about them, or even like, oh my God, I can't believe they're doing this. So be relative. And I know she doesn't want me to talk about this, but Eliana does a absolutely phenomenal job with Elf on the Shelf. I have zero interest with Elf on a Shelf. If you want to have unique stuff, you know, see what she does and come up with your own things. And even if you don't have kids, do Elf on the Shelf. Because now if you don't have kids, you know, you can be like, hey, we're practicing for when we do have kids. You know, if you're older and you got grandkids, you know, the grandkids are calling me every day and saying, hey, where's the elf at today? I mean, you can do things even if you don't have kids and just create messes that you have to clean up later, you know, later in the day and do it and post it on social media. That's going to get engaged. I could care less about Elf on the Shelf. I don't see Elf on the Shelf anywhere else except for Eliana's page. And I made a habit last year, not this year because she quit doing it and because she's weak, but she
dude, you know, my kid is 10, all right?
I know. So he's 9, isn't he 9? Is he 10?
Yeah, he'll be 10 in 4.
Okay. So the but that's the key is be relevant to what you do. And I did. I made a consistent effort to go to look at her page every single day, because I want to see what the elf was doing. And I mean, we talked about it. It's like, oh, I got to find a box for this because I want to include, you know, we talked about it last year, and you thought these all out. I mean, this wasn't something that, hey, I'm gonna think these out the night before. You had them thought out like a year in advance, which is crazy. So that's what I'm talking about, being relative. Yeah.
You can do an elf on the shelf at the dealership. I think the kids would enjoy that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely you could. Absolutely. Where's the elf at today? He's out down there changing the oil. You know, and you put a little thing of oil in there and just it could be crazy stuff. It's awesome. So, and you can tie this in if you're an internet director and you're in charge of your social media at your dealership. Hello. There's a game changer right there that you don't have to have kids and you can do it for the dealership. Oh my gosh, are you crazy? That's a great idea. So when I say post 2 times a day, when I'm bored, I post. So you know when I don't have a customer in front of me, because you see me post after post after post after post. And if I have a long, if I'm busy, crazy busy, that's when I'm not posting, not doing things on social media. But post a couple times a day. If somebody complains that, dude, you post way too much, that means you're doing the good job. Keep it up. Get those feedback that you post too much. Hey, I'm gonna have to unfriend you if you post. Like, hey, listen, I apologize. Maybe just unfollow me and not unfriend me. Now they have the take a break on Facebook anyways. So, but then, you know, break it up between the video, the live video, the pictures. You know, never, ever, ever post. Wait a second. I went old school there for a second. We've got this new picture thing, this new color thing. I'm still going to say it. Never post just words. Post pictures to go along with your content. Pictures are worth 1,000 words, right? So post pictures to go along with your content or videos, because that's what sells stuff. That's what people makes people stop. The color backgrounds of putting the bigger words are cool, but again, I don't think it's worth it. And again, with the video, even if it's live video, put sunglasses on, be comfortable on camera, figure it out, do live videos that only you can see them, and practice that way, and that'll allow you to get better on videos. Show people doing silly things at work, show a card you just traded in, stuff like that. It all works. And make sure you post public. When you post, only your friends can see. And I understand, again, that I don't have to worry about it to say it politically correct. I'm not a woman, so I don't have to worry about creepers contacting me and saying you're cute and all that stuff. Even though some of the guys do that to me still. Oh, different story. But you know, post some of this stuff public. You can go into Facebook. I am kind of, yeah, I know, blonde hair, blue eyes, tall, you know, but, you know,
and humble.
You can make a lot of your stuff, yeah, so you can make a lot of your stuff private. You can make your, you know, you don't have people showing your email address or, you know, stuff like that. You can make a lot of that stuff private. Like, I don't have my friends showcased, because I don't want, you know, people, you know, vendors and stuff like that. I've had problems with vendors contacting my friends and saying, hey, you know, they're reaching out like, hey, we want to do business with you. So I made sure that nobody can see my customers. Then I protected, you know, my wife and kids. You know, my son's a Marine, so that's an issue with, you know, if you know, to find him. I don't want them to find him. And then I do have really, you know, cute girls as well, so I try to protect them as well, stuff like that. So break it up between live video and make sure you post publicly, so that way if it's shared, other people can see it as well. Figure out the best time for your audience. This takes a lot of work. This is not something that's really, really easy. You typically will see me post 8:30, 9 o'clock, because that's when I get most of my good feedback, and somewhere around 5 o'clock. That works good for me. It may not work good for everybody else, but that does it as well. So if you're doing Instagram, if you got a Facebook fan page, hey, spend a couple bucks and post, and, you know, just like 5 or 10 bucks can do go a long way with people around the dealership or stuff like that, you know, in your hometown, all like that. If you're in a town, you're in a small town, I mean, gosh, 20 bucks on a post per week, $100 a month, that can go a long way on what you do. So just to be able to see stuff. Add people when you can, especially sold customers. Make sure you add as many people on Facebook as you can, because the last thing you want to happen is you're a BDC rep, you're a salesperson, anybody out there to set an appointment or sell a car to somebody that you know. So when I was talking about earlier, is the BDC reps will sit there and say, like, hey, I don't sell any internet deals, I don't do any Facebook stuff. So that's a big mistake. You need to be, because if somebody contacts you and says, hey, listen, Mike, I know you don't sell cars there, but I'm really interested in this car. What do you get paid off? Appointments and sales, right? So you put it in your CRM as a lead coming in. It's just a self-generated lead. It's Facebook, whatever the case may be. You set the appointment with them, and lo and behold, you get paid for the appointment for the sale based off your pay plan. So that's why I'm saying BDC reps, F&I managers. F&I managers is huge. This is huge for F&I people, because if I was an F&I, I'd be posting all the time. I'd go out and get service repair orders. Is this person just paid $2,300? If they would have had a warranty on their car, extended warranty, whatever you want to call it, service contract, they would have paid 50 bucks on this, and they would have been on their way. They'd have had a loaner car. I'd be posting ROs all the time with all the personal information, telephone numbers, VIN numbers, you know, names, stuff like that, redacted. But that's what I'd be doing if I was an F&I. I'd be selling a ton of warranties in F&I. And, of course, if you've got 5 cash deals and you sold 6 warranty onlys or 6 Xylons or whatever else, your PRU is going to be pretty good if you're doing that. Those are freebies. Have goals, write them down 2 times per day, and dominate everything you do. So I have this dry erase board. I've never showed anybody yet because it's got personal stuff on it that, you know, me and my family are the only ones who need to look at or whatever. But, you know, all my goals are wrote on this dry erase board right next to my car. When I go out every single day, I see this board. I look at it. I read it. I get in my car, tell the dogs goodbye, and leave. And so when I come home, it's the very first thing I see when I come in at house as well. So I used to write them all down, so I just leave them up there, and I make sure I read them every single day. But write your goals down when you wake up. You read them, write them down, what you're going to do that day, and then right before you go to bed, write down more goals. Hey, I want to, you know, my big goal right now is I want to buy an airplane, you know, so you know, every single day I was like, I got to focus. I want to buy this airplane. I want to be able to fly everywhere rather than drive everywhere. So that's one of my goals right now is, and you know, I look at it twice a day. What am I going to do to get there? You know, so what am I going to, you know, I write down the goal. And then
start off with a helicopter? You got to go to an airplane. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. You got to go. Yeah, go. Helicopter's harder to fly than an airplane.
Wait, you're going to fly the airplane?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, and then I said it earlier when I was talking about being relative. Be yourself. You know, I put develop a character because I'm a little bit of an introverted person that everybody never sees that. They're like, what? But I'm a little bit of an introverted person. So if I were to go to a party or something like that, I literally would not talk to anybody. If you come up to me, I'll talk to you all day long. But I typically don't go up and introduce myself because of my little bit of introvertedness. But most importantly, be yourself. And when I'm talking about being a character, if you're a monotone person or whatnot, you know, voice and inflection and facial expressions and hand gestures, that all sells. So when you're doing it, have fun. Just, you know, just like watching the Ghost Ride the Whip Sinister video. If he would have just walked next to that video would never have been as good. If I was in that video would not have been as good. He's a much better dancer than me. And on my Facebook Live video, Dev and I are phenomenal, great friends. I said, dude, I think it's something in your jeans. He said, I'm not wearing jeans. I said, I mean the other jeans. And, you know, we can joke about that because somebody out there be like, oh, that's racist. I can't believe you said that. It's not. It's something that we can joke about because we're good friends and it's just being funny and being a character. So that's what I'm talking about, developing a character, on stuff. And then we're on to our next poll question. And then after this stuff's going to be awesome.
All right, here we go. Let's get through this poll question, everyone. Hurry up and vote. We want to know, what do you think has the biggest impact when selling cars through your personal or professional social media account? Please select the one answer that you believe has the biggest impact, okay? So do you believe it's photos with your happy sold customers, vehicles currently available for sale, tips on buying cars, and other car care tips, positive family and personal posts, or do you think family drama? Yeah, just to air it out all in public, right? So whatever you feel it is, we want to know what you think has the biggest impact in helping you sell cars through your personal or professional social media accounts. The votes are coming in fast, audience. You are doing a good job today. Let's see what it winds up being. And by the way, Mike, you have a ton of great questions already in the queue. So, audience, if you haven't gotten in your questions yet, please make sure to do so. We're looking forward to a really robust Q&A session right after his presentation. All right? All right. Votes are still coming in. Thank you so much, audience. We'll give you a few more seconds to get your final votes in, and then we'll close this poll and share the results. Mike, are you ready for this? Just so I know, there is an answer to this, right? I mean, you have an answer to this, right?
I don't know. I don't even know what the question is.
Come on. What do you think is the biggest
answer? Of course I have an answer for it.
All right. Not messing with you. You know I take everything literally. All right. Here we go. Audience, thank you so much for your votes. We're going to close this poll. Let's see what you had to say. All right. What do you think is the biggest impact when selling cars through your personal or professional social media account? Well, majority of 45% of today's audience believe it is photos with your happy sold customers. 9% of today's audience believe it's vehicles that are currently available for sale. 37% of today's audience, wow, that's a big portion, say that it's tips on buying cars and other car care stuff. Only 8% of today's audience thought it would be positive family or personal posts. And, of course, no one thinks that family drama is something that you should be posting on your social media account or that it would help you sell your cars. Okay.
Person, like, you know, grandma's the best.
All right. So now, tell us, what is the answer to this? What does have the biggest impact?
They all got the right answer. It's all of the above because, you know, all of that stuff has its time and place to do it. So, but I'll say this on the family pictures, which is why I put that in, or the not the family pictures, the customer pictures. Have your. This is why I said this earlier. Is make sure you add your customers to your Facebook. And then have them post the picture and tag you because you're going to have a better impact and a greater impact out of them, which if you watch me on Facebook, I don't really post too many sold customers anymore, right? I'm having them doing it and tagging me in the picture because they get 100 likes and 100 comments where I get 5 or 10. Because who wants to see my sold customers all day long? Who wants to, you know, if you're having a bad month, who wants to see me doing a good month? So it's important to kind of play that game right, just but have those customers do the post, the pictures, and then like I said, be, you know, things be relative. You know, talk about how your family. You know, I talk about my son all the time. You know, my son's a Marine. You know, we're gonna get ready to announce that my youngest daughter committed to a Divisional I school, right, which is why I need to buy the airplane. But, you know, so there's, you know, so I'm going to have post stuff like this, to do because it's important to me, but other people like to see that stuff happen. And a lot of people know that she dives, and, you know, I get customers coming in here, like, your daughter swims. No, she dives. Oh yeah, that's right. I knew that. You know, so when customers are walking in and telling me stuff that I'm posting, again, the customer may not have liked my picture, may not have commented on it, but they've seen it. And that's the engagement part of it.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the important
part. She's an incredible diver, by the way. Very talented.
Pretty good. She's okay.
She's all right. Yeah, you're an all right salesperson. All right. What do we got?
So the average salesperson has 5.5 hours of downtime. 5.5 hours. If you work at a small store that sells 100, pretty much your whole damn day is downtime. So because you may not see a customer for a week, for gosh sakes. I understand these small stores. I'm not naive. I'm luckily at a top 200 Chevy store, which is what I wanted to do, where I wanted to come to work. But I understand the small stores that sell 80 cars, 100 cars. We just bought a Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, Hyundai store that's only selling 60, 70, 80 cars a month. And they were like 50, 60 cars a month. And last month they sold 80-something. This month, with the proper stuff, they're going to sell over 100. We're doing this in 90 days. So I understand what it's like. And I'm telling these guys, get on social media. I walked over there one day, and I don't know anybody at this store. I've never been in this store. And I walked in there, and they're like, oh, Mike Davenport. I'm like, how the hell do you know me? Oh, we follow you on social media and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's sweet, you know. And I didn't know any of these people. So it goes back to what I was talking about, engagement. Just because I've never seen them post on my stuff, they're following me, they're interested in me. They do this with your family as well. And that's why you have to do stuff. So in that 5.5 hours of downtime, come up with ideas to post stuff. Come up with ideas to do things. And I'm telling you, there's a lot better ideas out there than what I've ever came up with. I'm not that smart. I just keep doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it. And I get ideas from other people, like Elf on the Shelf inside the dealership. It's a great idea. So you could be doing this. This is a photo I took this week. Eliana calls me savage because I post salespeople sitting around doing nothing all day long. The guy in the driver's seat of this Colorado is playing Madden football on his iPad. I don't know what this guy here is. I like them both. We're all good friends. We all have a lot of fun together. We're in fantasy football league together, so I'm not bashing them. But I'm posting for salespeople out there. So this is not the proper use of your time in a dealership. You could be doing so much more. Another one, I posted this last week. This is all relevant to right now. I went to Vegas last month, and didn't want to go to Vegas last month because I didn't have hardly any cars out, and I was very, very stressed, which I don't stress out much. I was very stressed when I went to Vegas. I had a phenomenal time at the Rockstar Automotive Conference. Met up with my buddy Ali, met up with Damian, which Ali is now the world record for amount of cars sold in a year with over 1,450 cars sold. So you know, he's a beyond rock star, but he doesn't do any social media. He does it a little bit different. But I came back and I saw this. I'm preparing for this webinar. I'm like, oh my gosh, man! You know, I'm just pounding out, doing things, because I need to step it up. And so I come out, and I'm salesman of the month. And I took Thanksgiving off. I take the day before Thanksgiving off. I was gone for 4 days the week before. And I still came back and sold in a month. And people are making fun of me. Like, you got no cars out. And I come back and I win because I was focused and I was doing things like this with social media, sending emails to my customers, calling customers, stuff like that. So, good. Great things that you can do on social media. Hello. Elf on the Shelf. We've already talked about it multiple times. And I had to throw Mike in there with his beard because, you know, Mike is actually doing things. You know, now I'm going to go into that later. But great ideas to do Elf on the Shelf. That was going to be my talk about. We talked about it beforehand. So moving on, everybody knows I didn't start this. I did not start this. The whole Aztec thing. I get tagged 5 times a day with a Pontiac Aztec. I love it. I love it. Here we are. And the Aztec is the ugliest car out there. You can get a tent with it. I mean, if this guy had a sunbonnet on his head, it would be a perfect picture, but he doesn't. But the fact of it is I get tagged with 5 people a day posting about Pontiac Aztecs. I didn't start that. CJ Romig started it. It's hilarious. But I get tagged, and that's something that just happened with me. So, and just because I post on it. And then we want to have reviews, you know, get your customers to write reviews for you. We do not want to go to customers and say, hey, will you write a review for me? Because every single customer that goes to every single business out there, they're all being said the same thing. Will you write a review for me? Will you write a review? Instead of asking them to write you a story, hey, would you do me a favor? And this is the last thing I tell the customer. If it's a new car, I talk about it after CSI. I talk about everything else. It's literally, I deliver all my cars off the showroom floor, regardless if they're new, used, $150,000 car to a $2,000 car. I deliver them off the showroom floor. If I drop oil on the showroom floor delivering a $2,000 car, I don't care. It's all about the experience with the customer. So the very last thing I do is like, hey, would you do me a favor, personal favor? And then they're like, oh, yeah, absolutely, I will. I'm like, could you just write a review on your experience of this transaction? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hey, listen, you don't have to do anything. I'm going to send you an email. Just look for that email and just write it. So that's exactly what happens, and I've engaged with that customer offline. I've engaged with that customer and said, hey, would you write this review for me? They feel honored. They feel obligated to do that because you have treated them right. And this stuff goes a long ways. My best phrase when I'm talking to somebody new, it just happened today at lunch when I went to Chick-fil-A before I started this webinar. Guy sees my blue jacket that's got Corvette, and he says, are you just wearing that Corvette jacket, or do you own one? I said, actually, I'm one of the top Corvette salesmen in the country, fluttering between 2 and 5 for the nation. He says, oh, really? I said, yeah. I said, when you get off work, just Google Chevy dude. And that's extremely powerful terminology to sit there and tell somebody, Google me, because we believe Google, right? And that's what's powerful in engaging with customers is I just said, hey, Google me, and he's going to look me up and he's going to follow me on social media. So again, social media things, being relative, being funny, stuff like that. The picture on the left is a Traverse. I made this post specifically for one person, 2 people actually, 2 customers that follow me on social media that have bought a car from me. They are from Virginia. They used to live here. He's in the military. They moved to Virginia based off of their deployment or orders or whatever, and they came back here to buy a car from me. They said, again, because my paint protection video, the spray painting the Corvette, they wanted Xylon on their new Traverse. And so they're like, hey, Mike, but we leave tomorrow. Can you get it done? I said, absolutely, I will get it done. I hardly ever tell a customer no. I always tell a customer I'll work on it. I'll get it done. I'll handle it. I'll figure it out. I'll get something going on to it. Even if the answer has to be no, I'll sit there and be like, hey, listen, you know, if a customer calls me from California, you know, like, hey, listen, I need my Corvette by Sunday. I'm like, hey, no problem, man. I'm going to work on it, get it as fast as I can, but let me tell you how shipping works. I got 3 days. I got to get your paperwork out today. You'll get it tomorrow. You'll receive it, sign it, get it back to me, and I won't get it back until the next day. So there's 3 days, typically 3 to 5 days for my shipper to come pick it up, and then 6 days to get it out there. So now instead of them saying, no, I can't make that happen, I've told them, let me work on it. I'm going to do everything I can to make it work. I close the deal. I keep the deal closed, and then therefore that they're happy and they're looking forward to get their car, and I let them know that, hey, you're not going to have your car this weekend. But if I'd have just said no, they probably would have hung up on me and called another dealer. So they still wouldn't have their car this weekend, but I got the sale. So it's all about that. So I made this post specifically for this one customer to show them that I did this. Does it say time on there? 9:07 a.m. I've been working on this car since about 7:30 I got to the dealership, Xyloning this car and stuff like that, taking care of it because I know how to do Xylon. So I literally put that up there because they were here about 9:15, 9:20. And I put that up there specifically to engage with them, to let them know how hard of work I did for them. Matt Koenig, we're at the Rockstar Automotive Conference back on November 15th. And I don't eat my steak this way, but we all kind of thought it was funny, Fred Flintstone type style. And so I posed for the picture, like, yeah, let's do it. Let's put it up there. So that was pretty funny picture. Anybody see my iPhone raffle?
No, I did not catch that.
You did not catch it? Oh, you missed out on winning an iPhone for $20.
So, why even? Why even put $20?
So So I did this for a purpose, not because to pay for my iPhone, which I will put this out there. I have been enlightened on raffles, so don't do a raffle, because it's breaking the law, apparently. But I've been enlightened on raffles. Yeah, it's gambling. You know, you're a chance to win. So I did 64 chances at $20 per chance to win my iPhone 7 Plus that was worth anywhere from, did I say it in there? Yeah, $700. They were going for $700 on eBay. Brand new cord, brand new headphones, brand new power block, brand new screen protector, you know, all this stuff. So, $20 got you a chance, only 64 chances. It so happened to be about $1,300 that I would get, which would pay for my iPhone X, but it wasn't for that reason. I certainly have the money to pay for an iPhone X, but I did it for this reason only. It was a social experiment, and what I did was I posted 2-3 times today per day to see how many people would give me $20. And then I would not post for 2 days and see if people would give me $20 on days I did not post. Every single day that I posted, I got money. Every single day that I did not post, I did not get money. And you're talking about a way to figure out if people are paying attention to get $20 out of their wallet. That's how you know people are paying attention. And so when I did this for two weeks. I got all 64 people entered. I didn't go over. I didn't go under. Did a dead on with what I wanted to do. And I kept posting and posting and posting. Get all in. I could have made this very simple and just sold it on eBay for $700 and been done with it and not had to hassle, because this was a lot of work to sit here and post and do this and do that. And not to mention for 2 weeks of me posting, not to drop my phone and break it and piss people off. So that was the issue too. So that's what I did that for. So that's a little bit more background on that. If you saw that post and you saw those engagements, I was doing it strictly to engage people and do a social experiment on as far as how much people are paying attention. Like I said, you get $20 out of somebody, they're paying attention. I talked about YouTube. YouTube is so phenomenal. I love YouTube. So almost 350 videos, 5.5 million views almost, 108,000 to go, and 184 more subscribers until I'm at 21,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel started out by, this is how you close a deck lid of a Corvette. That's what it started out with. 2-minute video of me saying way too many times. So, I have a lot of fun with my YouTube channel. I've converted my YouTube channel to more vlogs of what I'm doing per day, which is really weird that people are interested in that, but that's what gets views. So I've been doing that. But if you want to follow me, you can go to MikeDavenport.rocks. That goes right to my YouTube channel. You can follow me and watch what I do. Subscribe to it. But that's a huge way of getting things done. So, and I forgot to, I was SEO in a video this morning and I forgot to check it on because I was going to use it for a demonstration. But if you sit there and Google Long Beach red Corvette, boom, my video pops up first. If you Google, Corvette racing yellow, boom, my video comes up first. If you Google Corvette salesman paints car, boom, comes up first. I have so many vehicles that come in with local SEO. If you type in Louisville behind that I pop up. And I'm relevant, and I sell cars of that way. It's the easiest way. So a lot of my success comes from this company here, TubeBuddy. So this TubeBuddy, which is a link there if you want to download it. If you have a YouTube channel, this is something extremely relevant for you, because you can see a lot of things at the bottom there. It tells you a lot of different things. It gives you stats. It helps you go into like other YouTube channels and see what their tags are. So say I'm uploading the 2018 Chevy Traverse and there's a video that's got 200,000 views on it. So I can go in there and see why did they get 200,000 views on this video, and I can see their tags and I can do it. It's like $183 a year. It's dirt cheap and it's worth it 100%, because if you monetize all your videos and you're getting good videos, that $183 is just a business expense. So this is what, I post on YouTube. Vlogs, weekly, semi-weekly, daily. You need to come up with a schedule, because what you don't know about YouTube is all the algorithms behind YouTube. And then as soon as you learn the algorithm, they change it and you gotta go completely different relative. So having a schedule of videos go up is good for the YouTube algorithm. So you need to be consistent. If you're gonna do it once a week, do it once a week, but do it at the same time. If it's going to be Monday at 7 p.m., do it at Monday at 7 p.m. Product demos are great. Show the vehicle, show this, show that. How-to videos, rare car allocations. So we got the 2019 Corvette ZR1. They're only going to build 2,500 of those cars. I've got four orders. I don't even know if I can fulfill all four orders, but I took four orders, and those are full MSRP cars. that I'll make good commission off those. So I was able to go out there and say, hey, listen, the video, here's, I've got allocations, call me, let's buy a car. So that's huge there. Competitive comparisons. Hey, listen, I say this all the time. I love bashing Ford. It's nothing against Ford because I just know it's good content and people will, it's the Hatfield versus the McCoys. Nobody can sit there and ever win the battle of Ford versus Chevy. It never works. Mustang versus Camaro. You know, Camaro's hitting in, you know, people, crowds of people. You can never win. It's always good stuff. Number one rule. If you see a salesperson bash your brand that you sell, you never comment on it. You never comment. I've never commented on somebody bashing Chevy. I get bashed by Ford people all the time, and I tell them, listen, it's a game. My people, my relative community are Chevy people. I don't have Ford people. They love it. Don't bash me, because next time you bash me, I'm blocking you. You're not going to learn anything from me. So have fun with it. Bash Chevy all you want. I'll never comment. I'll never say. I might go in there and hit the like or hit the love or hit the ha-ha just to let you know that I saw it, but I'll never bash you on it. So competitive comparisons are good, and then YouTube is one of your best ways for local SEO traffic. So the book Googleopoly is a couple years old now, but it's still relative to this day. So get that, download it, read it. It's very, very good on how to learn how to do SEO traffic. I had a salesman up in Martinsville, Indiana, just south of Indianapolis, and he works for a Ford store. And we're good friends. I love talking to him. And he does a lot of YouTube stuff, and he gets a lot of sales off of his YouTube. And he's in Martinsville, Indiana, for God's sakes. So I know he's doing good stuff there. We got Instagram. Instagram is huge. I got a little over 12,000 followers on Instagram. Well, I guess it says right there 12,400. My posts do absolutely awesome. I never sell on it. I very rarely sell on it. I shouldn't say never. I just put a for sale car on there the other day. Didn't do any good. But I'm relevant and I make people come out and see me and they're like, hey, I see you on Instagram. I see you there. If you want some really good content, there's that bit.ly link there for a Gary Vee video of talking about how to grow your Instagram without being a creeper, without spending money. He talks about $1.84 per day, but you're not spending any money. It's his relative terms. So screenshot that, write that down, and go to that after the broadcast, because it's a really, really good video that he just put out just not too long ago. And then we got my app. My app is amazing. I love this app. So the reason I got this app is for one reason and one reason only, because I was getting customer complaints from my customers. That's really weird to say. I was getting complaints from my customers that they could not get a hold of my service department and they were going to go somewhere else. If they don't like my service department, they don't like me, which means they don't come back and buy a car from me, which they could go if a dealership has a good internal person working in the service drive, then that person could sell my customer that bought a car from me, and it puts all my work to shame. So I'm not going to let that happen. So I finally convinced the dealership to get an online scheduling program, and that's the only reason I got my app, because I pushed it out to all my customers to download it. You can schedule your service here. You know, you just schedule it, use Wayne. I got my go-to guy for service, and that's what I did. So this is kind of more of an offline engagement thing. So I'm building stronger personal relationships with my customers because I get feedback from them. I'm so glad for your app. If someone calls me and says, hey, Mike, I have a flat tire. What do? I'm like, oh, perfect. Hey, listen, I got a tow truck driver. Just call this number right here. It's under the important phone numbers stage. If you go there, he'll put you at the top of his list, and because you're telling him that you're my customer, he'll put you at the top of the list and get right over to you and get your tire fixed or whatever the case may be, dead battery, whatever the case may be. So roadside assistance in there, and of course I got inventory and all that stuff as well. But if you want to know more about it, you can go to ChevyDoThat.com and then use the code Mike399, and that'll save you some money. And then video emails is an amazing engagement tool. So I sent out a video email about 3 days prior to the customer's birthday, and in this video email it says, hey, happy birthday. I know it's a couple days from now. If you're seeing this before, you know, before your birthday, but I just want to send it out to you because we don't all read our emails. So be looking for my postcard as well, because my postcard is going to be in the mail too. But I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I say that all like 17 seconds. And I get amazing feedback from that as well. So, you know, wishing my customers happy birthday on their birthday. And that just is huge for them. I've seen that posted before, screenshots, like my salesman just wished me happy birthday, blah, blah, blah. So that's pretty cool too. So that's, again, another way of engaging that's not on social media, but it's engaging your customers after the sale. And then for the BDC people, I know there's a lot of BDC people in here. These are, if you go to dominatewithvideo.com, you'll get a free BDC guide. This is really, really good for scripts that you can use today in your BDC and to convert more sales. Again, I know how the BDC people work. They work based off of appointments. They work based off sales majority of the time. So this is something good as well. And then I gotta switch back to my.
Is this another video? You're supposed to tell me when you're going to be playing videos, dude.
I'm telling you right now, I'm getting ready to play it. I have not played it yet.
Thanks.
Most of my business is all repeat and referral business. I showed this for the first time at the Rockstar Automotive Conference. I've never showed this to anybody before, so this is the first time 99.999% of people are going to see this. So when I get a referral and I close that referral, I do this.
Hey, Ken, look, Nakia, Corey, I just want to say thank you so much. Their GMC is kind of, oh, it's out there. You can see it. I just want to say thank you so much for sending them to me. I really, really appreciate it. And look for it in the mail because you're going to get something really special to take you and Christy out for dinner on me. Make sure you guys get a beer or something out of them, okay? So, but, hey, thanks again. I really appreciate it. They're going to enjoy their new GMC that they bought here over at the Volkswagen store. You guys like it?
So that's what I do. When I get a referral and I close that, I send them a text message with a video from me thanking them, letting them know that they're getting a referral check, if you can do a referral check in your state, and three, the customer buying it with them smiling is in it. And in this particular video, why I use this video is because I can sell at my Volkswagen store, I can sell at my Subaru store, I can sell at my Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram store over across in Indiana. So I just reminded them, like, hey, listen, if you happen to see a car on our other websites, let me know because I can go over there. But has anybody ever seen something like that? That is absolutely first class, and the customers love it.
Oh, that is gold. Now, you said you text it, or do you also email it, or you just text it?
I text it to them.
Got it. I like it. I approve.
It's awesome. It's gold. I get so many people texting me back. It's like, dude, this is so awesome. I love a new vehicle. So if it's during the day, I'll go out in front of their new vehicle and do it that way. But this particular one, I had to do it inside because it was dark out. But that's something that you can reach out to your previous sold customer and do it. Another thing I love to do, this works so well, I've never told anybody this either, is I don't think I have this in here. Do I have this in here? Let me make sure. No, I don't have it in here. So one other thing that I do is I will text a customer out of the blue, and I will just be like, hey, I haven't talked to you in a while. How's everything going? That's all I'll say. That's all I'll say. I never delete a text message. I've never deleted a text message a day in my life. So when I got my iPhone 10, I thought about going to a fresh, clean start on my iPhone. I was going to download all my apps. I wasn't going to put any pictures on it. And that lasted for about 5 hours. And I'm like, oh, crap, I needed that text message. I had my other phone. I had to grab my other phone and look at it. And I was like, yeah, this ain't going to work. So I erased my iPhone 10 that night, restored it from the iCloud backup. And, just went at with there. But I never delete a text message. So I was like, you know what? I haven't talked to this customer in a while. And so I looked through text messages, and I saw that I talked to him back in February of this year. So I just reached out to him. Like I said, hey, I haven't talked to you in a while. How's everything going? Perfect. And, oh, my gosh, the engagement. He never likes anything on my Facebook. He's never commented. I don't see anything with him. I didn't even know we were friends on Facebook. And then he says, hey, are you teaching people how to do burnouts? And I said, yeah. I said, bring your boys over. Let's do some. And because he's got high school boys. And I said, yeah, I'll teach some burnouts because I did this video on teaching my 17-year-old daughter how to do burnouts on my Camaro. The video got shared to a Facebook page with over 10 million people with my page tagged on it. It's been viewed about 200,000 times now. Absolutely amazing video. And this is where you have all these opportunities of doing all the stuff that you do and doing all the things that you can do. So I text him, you know, we just a little bit back and forth, and he says, hey, my wife really needs to get out of her Pilot. Are you interested in helping her? I'm like, yeah, I am. And I did not text him for business. I text him as a friend, as somebody that's, he's bought a lot of cars from me, like, hey, how's it going? That's all I text him, and he brings up the sale. That's what's the power of doing, engaging your customers and doing stuff like that. So don't be afraid. Again, texting rules, texting laws apply, your dealership standard operating procedures. You know, sit there and follow those. But it's huge. It's huge to do that. And then, last couple slides that I got here, with, one more. Offline engagement. Offline engagement is so huge. I just talked about the special event text message. If I see a customer, because I got all my customers grouped in groups on Facebook, and if I see that the customer had a baby or their kid got married or something like that, I'll reach out to them. If it's Facebook Messenger, if it's a text message just saying, hey, congratulations, or whatever that case may be. But the follow-up process, this is what most salespeople don't do, is they don't follow up with their customers. I mean, they just don't. It's sad. And, you know, this is my follow-up process. It's very scientific. It's very laid out to the way I want to do it. And the one that I'll point out is the 5-month follow-up process. NADA states that in the first 6 months of ownership, somebody else in the other household will buy a vehicle. How do you think I sell vehicles? Because I talk to them on the same day, 7 days, 30 days, and then 5 months. And that's huge, of talking to somebody that many times in 5 months. I talk to them basically once every month in the first 5 months. 4 times in 5 months I talk to them. Do you think they're going to remember my name? Do you think they're going to want to do business with me again? And I continue to talk to them. I talked about this. I put this on Facebook the other day on Tuesday. I came in here with 0 appointments. I'm like, damn it. I have no appointments. What am I going to do? You know, 5.5 hours of downtime. I got to stay busy. I got to do things. At 10 o'clock, a customer comes in. No idea who he is. Looks kind of familiar. So, he says, hey, I bought a car from you 5.5 years ago. It was a Pontiac G6. I don't know if you remember me. I'm like, yeah, I remember you. How's it going? No idea who this guy is. And luckily he triggered me and told me up front that he had a Pontiac G6, because I haven't sold too many Pontiac G6s at this dealership. So I was like, yeah, I remember you. So I'm able to go back in my own personal CRM, and be like, Pontiac G6. Okay. I know who he is. Hey, John, is your phone number still this? Yeah, it is. Perfect. Move on. Customer's engaged. I remember his name. I remember who he is, even though I had to use my software to do that. But this is why, if I didn't have this follow-up process, I would have never talked to this guy. I touched this guy. I told this guy 5.5 years ago. And then later that night at 4 o'clock, at 3:30, guy comes in, and, I happened just, kind of by accident, I walk up to a group of 6 salesmen standing around, like, hey, what's going on? I turn around, another guy I recognize, don't know his name, but he says, hey, you sold me an Avalanche back in 2010. I need another car. I'm like, oh, perfect. I know who you are. What's going on, man? Because I can look up Avalanche now. So in one day, 2 people came in because I did a follow-up process like this. And both customers, I just got done sending birthday email and birthday cards to them in the mail, which we can thank my wife on her birthday, because she's the one who does a lot of this follow-up process for me, because I'm just too busy to do it. So she helps me out 2 days a week and does this stuff. So follow-up process is so huge. So screenshot that. If you're in my Facebook group, Automotive Sales Professionals, I've got this schedule laid out in there under the file section. But that follow-up is so huge and will sell you a ton of cars just to touch base with your customers all the time.
So happy birthday, Adrian. Yes.
Yes. So here's our action plan to walk away with. And I just talked about joining my group on Facebook. If you just type in automotivesalespros.com in your normal internet browser, because like we said up front, I have all these domain names that I buy and I just redirect them, because if, you know, there's just so many things out there. So automotivesalespros.com goes right to it. Goes to that group and ask the questions. If you cannot read directions and answer the 2 questions, you will not be allowed in my group. Read Googleopoly book. This is a great way for SEO videos. Obviously, DealerOn is huge for SEO. Greg Gifford helps me a ton on SEO stuff. I mean, the guy's so smart on SEO, and he's helped me. Same with Sean Raines doing local SEO. I've learned so much from those guys. You know, be obsessed. You know, Grant Cardone says this, be obsessed or be average. And Grant and I talk quite a bit here and there, and you know, he puts a lot of things that I've done my entire 18-year career in the automotive business, he puts it to words. I've done all this. I've always been obsessed with selling cars. I've always been obsessed with making the experience good. I've always been obsessed with helping people out, and I don't want to be average. He just made a terminology for it, be obsessed or be average. So now I can live and breathe what I've done the entire time and have some meaning behind it. Like I put on number 4, get or make tools and engage with your customers. When I say make, you know, if you've got some cool idea, send out cards is a really cool idea. I know a lot of people who do that. I've got a contact with send out cards. If you want to get a good person in California that can help you do send out cards, that's a really cool thing. You know, make tools up, get things going, just do your own thing. You know, be it relative to you, take ideas and trust me, I get ideas from people all the time. There's this girl in New Jersey that sells Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, and I was back in August. I met her. I didn't know who she was, and she came up and knew who I was, and I actually didn't really want to talk to her. I sat there, and she's like, "Hey, I know one of your customers." I'm like, "You know one of my customers? Really? Okay." And so I'm listening, and because I really wanted to pay, the reason I didn't want to talk to her because somebody was Group One Automotive, the number one, you know, a really large automotive group. The vice president of their company was up there speaking, and I wanted to pay attention to him, you know, somebody like that. And you know, with Group One Automotive, I want to pay attention to what they're doing. So that's why I didn't want to talk to her. I didn't want to make that sound rude or inconsiderate or anything. But
I wanted to pay attention to him. Crazy girl, what?
So she sat there and was like, "Hey, I know one of your customers," and I said, "Cool." You know, I was like, "You know, what's he drive?" "Oh, he drives a 2015 black Z28 Camaro." I said, "Oh my God, are you kidding me? I know exactly who that is." And I take a picture with me and her, and I immediately text him. I was like, "Hey, look who I ran into. She says she knows you." "Yeah, I know her. Blah, 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 blah." And we had like a 20-minute conversation. What's the chance I sell this guy another car from New Jersey? Probably very low. But you know what? I still did it, and I still engaged him. And then Mr. Bachman did it today. Mr. Bachman ran into one of my customers, and he reverse engaged me. He's like, "Hey, I ran into one of your customers on the airplane headed to D.C. I saved that deal for you." He'd already bought a car, but he was just being funny. But this is what I'm saying. You know, get things, ideas to engage in customers. And most importantly, have fun and transfer the fun to your customers, just like the sinister, you know, Ghost Ride the Whip video. By the way, we had somebody in the back corner, passenger side corner, pushing that vehicle by itself. We did not have it running and stuff like that, so we had somebody's hands on it all the time. So don't go out and just ghost ride cars.
Okay. I was wondering how that worked. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you guys are really impressed. Let's bring it up. So I have laid all these puzzle pieces down for you. Hopefully you wrote something down to create a goal for yourself. And goals never end. You've got to always create goals. You got the last puzzle piece, and that last puzzle piece is you. You are that last puzzle piece to lay it down right there and to create that bridge to walk over your goals. So it's all up to you. You can sit there and push blame on other people. You can sit there and say, "My manager aren't letting me do this. They're not letting me do that." You need to over-adapt and overcome any obstacles you get in your way and make it happen. So you're the only person that's consistently in every single scenario of positive or negative. So be that person and adapt and overcome any issues and put that puzzle piece down and get to your goal. It's all up to you. And that's it. Simple, huh?
And that's it. That's all it. It's that simple. Well, geez, Louise Davenport, my God, you put out a lot of information today. Holy moly. And not for nothing, but you have like a ton of questions that came in from the audience. So I'm going to let you get something to drink, and I'm going to talk to the audience for a little bit, okay? So you relax for like a split second. All right, audience, you got any questions for the one and only Mike Davenport? Get those questions in. Leanne's asking, "Where's the sunbonnet?" Actually, he did say sunbonnet. All right. Thank you for that. Get those questions in. We're going to get to the questions in just a minute. Before we do that, we got some fun stuff to take care of, and I do want to direct your attention over to the handout section of the GoToWebinar interface. So look pretty low on your GoToWebinar interface, below where you would write in your question, and look for the word that says handouts. Next to it, there's a little triangle. If you click on that, yeah, you got one great handout in there. Want to know what it is? It was today's slide deck with all that awesome information in it. So if you want to download that slide deck, well, guess what? You can do it right now until the end of this broadcast. You have to download that one great handout. Now, if for some reason you can't access it and you can't download it, that's okay. Email me directly at eliana@dealeron.com, and I'll get it over to you, okay? But it's available for you right now, and we hope you'll download it. All right. I believe it's that time. Mike?
Yes.
Where are you at? There you are. You can turn on your webcam now. It's that time. If you missed it at the beginning of the webinar, well, let me tell you, I announced that our good friend Mike Davenport and his buddies over at Tecobi, they're going to be giving away an awesome prize on today's webinar, something everybody wants. Everyone's going to want this, so good luck. One of you lucky webinar attendees is going to win $200. I would say cold hard cash, but really it's more like cold hard plastic, all right? So who can use that, especially with the holidays right around the corner? Get ready. Get to your keyboards. First person to write in the correct response to our giveaway question is going to be winning this awesome prize today. We're going to ask, of course, that if you are a vendor, we're going to ask you to please sit this one out. This prize is intended for dealership personnel only, but we do love you, and we're very happy that you made it here today to the Dealer On webinar. Okay, here we go. Good luck, everyone. This is not an easy question. I hope you guys were paying attention. Good luck. According to a recent survey on small business advertising by Thrive Analytics, what percentage of small businesses rely on Facebook? We are looking for an exact answer. Ooh, lots of people are answering this question. Let's scroll up and see. First person to get it correct is Jessica Byerly. Jessica Byerly, that sounds like a new name. I don't remember that name winning a prize before. And yes, she is correct. The answer was 66%. Jessica Byerly. Oh my goodness, it's official. I wrote your name down. Jessica, congratulations. You have just scored yourself $200 of cold hard plastic to go and spend on the holidays. Jessica, you need to let me know what dealership you're from so I can give you a proper congratulations. While you're writing that in, I just want to tell everyone else, I know we had a cool prize today. You know what? We give away cool prizes every week. And unless your name was Jessica Byerly, you probably didn't win today. But you know what? Come on back to another Dealer On webinar, and that could be the day that you win a cool prize on a Dealer On webinar. For right now, we're going to congratulate Jessica Byerly from John Jones Auto Group. Congratulations. And, of course, we want to thank our good friend Mike Davenport and his friends over at Tecobi for their incredible generosity. Spend it well, Jessica. Shoes never hurt anyone. All right. Mikey D, you ready? We got some great questions for you. All right, let's see. And now the questions started nice and early. No, go to the slide after with your contact information and your headshot. Okay? All right, here we go. You're Tony in New Jersey, just so you know. All right, so Anthony wrote in, there are a lot of sales guys that just don't have the confidence to engage on social media, and I don't know if they're not sure what to post or they're afraid of making a mistake or maybe they're afraid of taking a risk. But I want to know, Anthony says, does Mike have a personal and a business Facebook page?
Yes, I have both. I have the little Chevy dude Mike Davenport page. Just because I want to stay compliant with Facebook knows who I am. So I don't want to do anything to make them mad. So because I love Facebook.
Gabrielle.
So especially with Gabby. But I want to make sure that I'm compliant, and I do a lot with the Facebook fan page, but I do a lot with the personal page too, because the personal page you're not supposed to do business on. Even though there's more people out there, but with me being so relevant out there, I can see myself being an example, and I don't want to be an example for anybody. So yes, I've got both. And here's what I would say about being shy, and worried is I would rather apologize for something I've done than apologize for something I haven't done. So, you know, hopefully I put a lot of tips in there of what to post and what to do. And that question might have came in really early before I got to a lot of things, but you know, just sit there and post good, positive things, you know, and if, you know, if your mom wouldn't be upset with you, then you're probably okay.
Fair advice. Thank you so much. All right. Tony, thank you so much for sending the question in. We love it. All right. Next question came in from Dan. Dan says that there's a new program. It's just a few weeks old from Facebook. It's called Facebook for Creators, and it's focused on helping make next-level video content superstars. And Dan wanted to know, is that something that you use?
No, I don't use it. I know about it. I was actually somebody had contacted me on it to do the beta version, and I didn't want to do it because I wanted to do my own thing. Facebook's all about getting money from you, which is fine. They're a business. So, but I didn't want to do it. And I looked at it about a year or so ago. So I don't remember everything about it, but, I wouldn't shy away from it, but you got to realize that they're doing it to earn money and to get business. I can edit videos and I can do that. I got my own editing software. So I do a lot of stuff on my own. So that's why I didn't do it.
Got it. All right. Thank you so much for answering that question for us. All right, Dan, I know we're going to be hearing some more from you in a little bit, so keep those comments and questions coming. All right, Max wanted to know, do you pre-plan the content of your YouTube videos and Facebook, Instagram, Twitter posts? Also, do you sell out of Facebook Marketplace? So this is a good question from Max, because I know a lot of people, you know, have certain posts and then they use something like Hootsuite or something like that to, you know, say, hey, post it at such and such time. Do you make the post and like do it right then, or do you plan ahead and say, okay?
Yeah, I have a list of things I want to do. I'm usually a week out on my post, and then I'll have, you know, like the recent trade-in stuff. I always have something that I'm like, oh, I need to post about that. So I have everything pre-planned out of what I'm going to do. Usually, like I said, usually a week in advance. Sundays, I typically, because Sunday I don't work in the dealership, and I always tell everybody if I'm awake, I'm working. But Sundays are usually my planning days and stuff like that. I shoot a lot of video for YouTube on Sundays, stuff like that. So yes, they are all pre-planned out. But I don't use any third-party software to post, because all these platforms, YouTube, Facebook, all that stuff, they like organic stuff. So I do it manually, and if I can do it manually and post all this stuff, the same stuff, to LinkedIn, to Facebook, to Twitter, to Instagram, you can too. But I post everything organically. I don't use a third-party company.
Very interesting. Okay, great question, Max. Thank you so much for that. Okay, next question comes in from George. Hey, Georgie, how are you doing? He says, my dealership seems to think that generating leads from Facebook is expensive and say it has rarely, if ever, worked or sold any cars. What's the most compelling style of ads to generate leads from Facebook with? Very interesting.
So, and I forgot to mention, he asked about Facebook Marketplace. Yes, I post a lot in Facebook Marketplace. I do a really, really good job of that as well. Here's a tip for Facebook Marketplace and Facebook for sale pages. I forgot to put the for sale pages in there. Because I knew this webinar was going to go long, so I deleted some stuff out of there. But,
it's still going to go long.
Facebook group pages for sale pages have all these admins who think they're God, and they got a little bit of power, because they're the admin of a Facebook group, and they do not like dealers posting them, because generally speaking, the general public doesn't like dealers. So they have this bad image of dealers. So if you want a tip, and I learned this from somebody else, I can't remember who I learned it from, go to an apartment complex and take pictures of your vehicles before the stickers are on, after it gets out of detail, before it even goes to detail, if it's a clean trade-in. Do it in a parking lot or do it in an apartment complex so it looks like it's surrounded, and post them in those for sale groups. And then just be honest with someone up there. Hey, I work for a dealership. You know, I'm always here, so come over and look at it. When can you be here? And work your deal positively and correctly, and be upfront with people right out the gate. But I do post a lot in stuff like that. As far as your dealership posting from Facebook, it's the reason why they think that they can't get good leads from Facebook is because they're not doing it right. I'm not pitching anybody, but I got these three companies in the background here for a reason on the video camera, because they're the three companies that I really, really believe in, and that all do a great job in their sectors. Jacoby, who's giving away half of the $200 prize here, does a phenomenal job. I've been using Jacoby from day one. The guy, you know, Jason, who owns it, was literally in a bedroom in his house developing this when I started using it, and I get good success out of it, and I got good early success out of it from day one. But if your dealership wants to go that next step, they need to use Jacoby. So, because that's going to help you get the good leads. And the really cool thing about it is you use the lead generation tool on Facebook, and you get their real name, their real number, and their real email address, and you put a hook out there on the Facebook post of text, you know, click learn more and send us a text message for the price of this car, something to that effect. So there's all sorts of hooks out there that you can use, but that's what I've used in the past when I'm selling a car on Facebook.
All right, I love it.
I don't say text me. That's strictly a sponsored post that you're paying Facebook to do. If I'm posting it in Facebook Marketplace or Facebook groups, I'm putting the price out there.
Got it. Okay. And then George's question, what's the most compelling style of ads to generate leads from Facebook
lead
with?
Lead generation.
But I mean, this webinar was really just talking about engagement, but you do Facebook ads.
Yep, I do. I don't spend a ton of money on Facebook, but I do Facebook ads, and I pay money for Instagram to get, you know, local followers and stuff like that. Like, I'll boost a post, not boost, don't ever boost a post. I will do a sponsored post for like $5 just to get a couple hundred people involved on something. So like today's Instagram post, I took a picture of our building with, the flag at half staff, mentioning about the Pearl Harbor Day. And, you know, I got a little over 100 people that have viewed it. 466 people have viewed it. I got 12 engagements, 466 impressions, 98% men, 2% women. It's typical for me. It's really weird. So I got good stuff. 96 people have engaged on it with 864 people, actually seen the post. So about 10%, just a little over 10% of engagement on that post of just posting a video. And I boosted that post for $5, with Instagram. So that's what I do. I don't sell all the time. I just do like a lot of, hey, this is who I am, you know, stuff like that.
Gotcha. All right, George, thank you so much for the great
That's what that Gary V link will talk about too, is a lot of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting question from Alan came in. He says, do you promote your dealership during your posts?
No, because I'm a small business, and I promote myself, and I sell myself. And everybody remembers the dealership. Everybody knows the dealership, but they forget the salespeople. So I promote myself. The dealership will always be here. They were here well before I started. They'll be here well after I'm gone. So this is all about Mike Davenport. This is Mike Davenport's the one who's got to pay his bills at home. You know, the dealership has to pay me, and in order for me to get paid, I got to sell cars. So it's all about me. And regardless, as many times as I – every single one of my videos, Mike Davenport, Louisville Chevy Dude, Bachman Chevrolet, Louisville, Kentucky. When I get someone calling from California, what dealership do you work at? Where are you from? You know, so it doesn't matter. You can tell them anyways, and they don't pay attention. So they're in it for them, and they want to know what you can do for them and how they can save the most money. So I make sure that they know that they can do that, and you know, that they're dealing with professionals. So it's all about Mike Davenport when I'm posting stuff. It's all about how I can sell this car, and to whom I can sell it to.
Okay. All right. Alan, thank you so much. Great question. All right. William wrote in. He says, how about the salespeople who are their own BDC, Mike, LOL? Now, you did hit on that towards the end of the presentation. So anything else that salespeople who are their own BDC should?
Yeah. I mean, I'm my own BDC. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are cradle to grave BDC people. So, and even though you're BDC technically, you're still a salesperson, even though you're cradle to grave. But I was kind of referring more to the people who hand off a prospect to a salesperson to sell a car like they do at my store. As far as like, you need to promote yourself as well and let people know what you're doing, take pictures of cars. Just because you're behind a desk all day doesn't mean that you need to sit there and just wait for leads to come in, you know, take control. But you know, I take that question as yes, I'm my own BDC, and you need to operate like a BDC as a salesperson. I operate as a BDC. If I have a lead come in, that's my own personal lead. I put them in my CRM, and I have my call drip, workflow drip that I contact with them as much as I can, and what I need to do over X amount of period of time.
So. Okay, this is an interesting follow-up question. Thank you very much, William, by the way. Interesting follow-up question, which came in from Corey. He says, well, what software do you use for your personal CRM? So my question is, do you put them in two CRMs, like two different ones?
I put sold customers in a separate CRM, and then all my prospects go into eLead, but my personal CRM I use is called Time and Chaos. And,
oh, I know Time and Chaos. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good system, and it's completely customized. But you got to realize that I've been using Time and Chaos for a long, long time before, like, dealers, you know, like most dealerships were still writing down everything on up logs, you know. So I've been using this for a long, long time, and I've kept all my customer base in there. And when we switched CRM companies 4 or 5 years ago, I'm so glad I did it because we lost a lot of data, and I know for a fact that customers are like, well, I bought a car here, but I can't remember who I bought it from. And in a nutshell, if they don't remember, they ain't getting on that deal, you know, and there's no proof in the CRM. And, you know, now if someone comes in and says, well, I bought a car a year ago and he sits right over here somewhere, I really want to work with him again. Well, let me go to the CRM and pull it up. And if I couldn't have pulled that up 5 years ago, you're SOL. Where I didn't have that issue, I made sure that based off of my database that all my customers got put back in e-lead and mm-hmm. that I didn't have any possibilities of getting skated. So that's why I say that I am my own BDC. So I use Time and Chaos, and it's a good program.
All right. Thank you very much. By the way, Corey followed up with, did you have to email E40 to get permission to use that song?
Oh, no, I didn't. Great thing about knowing YouTube algorithms and what they pick up, because that song is edited in a couple different areas that you can't pick up, but their algorithms do, so that way I don't get a copyright or a trademark infringement when I uploaded it to YouTube. I have that 10-second song or 40-second song set up, on YouTube by itself, unlisted, to see if I got a copyright claim, because I did put it in a video. Later in YouTube. But if I get a copyright claim, then I get paid from YouTube for posting content. But if I get a copyright claim, then I don't get any money from YouTube. So it's important that I don't get copyright claims.
Got it. Okay. William wants to know, is Louisville Chevy dude like copyright 2017 all rights reserved?
No, I tried to trademark Chevy Dude, and because Chevy is trademarked by Chevrolet, then I couldn't trademark that. So I spent a lot of money to do it, but I couldn't get it done. But here's what I tell everybody: be unique. You know, you're not the Chevy Dude because you're just copying me. Like I said before, Chevy Dude came to me because a customer saved me in their phone as Chevy Dude. That's where it's unique. That's where I can live it. And if you Google Chevy Dude, good luck. You're not going to find somebody. There's a guy up in Canada using Chevy Dude. The guy's an idiot. And plus I know a lot about SEO, and I'll just bury your name with SEO stuff. That your name will pull up porn if I want it to. So, you know, so just, you got to be unique. You got to do things that comes from the heart. You got to do things that is relative speaking for you. And if you just copy somebody and it's not true, then you can't put all the effort into it. And that's where you see my enthusiasm. You see, you know, my body language. You see how much I love and how much passion I have for this. And I'm a very direct person if you haven't figured that out. But the fact of it is that came from an organic source that I ran with and I followed, and that's the key. If I had it all to do over again, I wouldn't do Chevy Dude. But I've done it for 7.5 years now, so it's part of me. But if I had to do it all over again, I would just SEO my name, which I do a really good job of SEO in my name, because there was a band out there before I started learning SEO. There was a band out there with a guy with like a guitarist or a drummer named Mike Davenport, and if you just type my name into Google, he's not found anymore. That band's not even found. So that's the key. Is if somebody wants to try to jack my stuff, I'll do it 10 times more. Because I'm, you know, not egotistical comment. I'm just smarter with it because I've got 6-7 years of uplog. And if you just go out to a company like on Fiverr and say, hey, SEO this stuff, it's gonna be bad stuff. Again, you can ask Sean Rains and Greg Gifford on doing that stuff. That stuff's a joke. You know, programs are a joke. You know, SEO is made by sitting in front of a keyboard and doing this. And it takes a lot of time, a lot of effort. So it's important to, again, do it from the heart, do your own thing, make it relative to you. But most importantly, the best thing is the orange color right there on the screen. And it's Mike Davenport. Mike Davenport can never be taken away from me. Chevy Dude can't. You know, ask Laura Madison with when she used Laura Toyota. Toyota came in and said, hey, you can't have that anymore. And she had to take the wrap off her car and everything. So, and Laura's an awesome lady.
Okay, interesting. We did have a follow-up question on that same subject that came in from Sterling. His name is Sterling. He says, I am having a hard time creating a unique name for myself. Any tips?
Sterling. It's a pretty unique name. How many Sterlings are out there? You know, I think that's Sterling Leach. Is. You know, if I go to Google right now, Sterlingle. Is he spelled E-E-C-H or L-E-A-C-H?
L-E-A.
L-E-A-C-H. If I go to Google right now and type in Sterling Leach, I have, I just spelled it wrong. If I type in Sterling Leach, I get some Facebook things. I get a Sterling Leach H-U-D-L profile. I have no idea what that is. Sterling, you know, there's a PBR, like a bull rider, Sterling Leach Trucks for Sales with Leach Bodies. I mean, that's what I get. You know, again, you know, just tell someone, hey, just Google Sterling Leach, you know, and, that's the key to it is I don't think you need to find something unique. Use your name. I should have
Sterling,
told you that in Vegas last
you
week.
You are
there.
Unique, Sterling. All right, well, good luck with that, sir. Okay, next one. Oh, Dan wanted me to tell you, hey, there's also a mensch on the bench for the Jewish salespeople in the room as seen on Shark Tank.
What? Where is that? Is that that guy? This is in my office. What is
That's
it?
That's Beethoven, isn't it? I don't see a mensch on the bench.
This Irish flag? I don't know what he's talking about. It's not my office, so this guy's off on Thursdays, so I always use his office for my webinars.
Okay, well, just so you know, William wrote in, and he said he did the Elf on the Shelf at the dealership a couple years ago, and it was a huge hit. So he did want to say that.
There you go.
I hate the Elf. Okay, but I have grown to hate the Elf. Okay, so, but, you know, that's another story. Okay, William also said, hey, Facebook removed one of my happy birthday posts today because they said it looked suspicious like spam. They're getting nuts about this stuff.
I've had a few things happen. You just got to click that button and say, hey, it's, you know, review it. And they usually, I've never had anybody, like, take it down. So, you know, somebody may just, you know, report it or whatever. So, but I've never had them take down anything that I put up. They flagged it, but I was like, hey, it's legit. It's my content, whatever. Even with the songs and the copyright stuff, I'm like, you know, I just click the copyright claim button, and I've never heard anything from them again. So I would just, you know, learn from it and move on if it's not something they can put up.
Okay, William, by the way, Sterling, you're still there, I know. William wrote in and he said, hashtag Sterling will steer you right. Just a suggestion. All right, thank you so much for that, William. That was very kind of you. All right, Steve wrote in, and he's not the only one who wrote in about this. He says, what do you use to edit video? And David wrote in the same question, what editing or software programs do you use or recommend?
Yeah, I get that question all the time. So I use Adobe Premiere to edit, but anything that comes with these computers, you know, iMovie, always edit videos on your computer. Don't edit videos on your phone. That's a bad move. Edit videos on your computer. But iMovie that comes with MacBook, if you go to what's the one above? I can't remember. But I use Adobe products. So Adobe Premiere, Adobe Acrobat, Adobe Photoshop. I mean, everything I use is Adobe. Just because you can pay like $30 a month, and I have all the programs. So, you know, I do it all in the cloud, and it doesn't take up space on my hard drive. I think maybe it does a little bit, but it doesn't take up a ton. And you know, and it's always updated. I never have to mess with the updating. So that's what I do.
All right. Thank you, Steve and David. Thank you so much for the question. Okay, we still have a ton of questions left, so let's try and get through them as quickly as possible. Tyler came in with the next question. He says, Facebook has been giving out free $30 credits for advertising. I use it every time. And he also said, I just started a YouTube channel for my sales. What are some tips that you have for success? I feel like that could be an entirely, you know, other webinar, but real fast, can you give like the top three tips for YouTube channel success?
The keys are consistently post, good videos. I've seen some bad videos that people do still have amazing followers, but consistently post, make sure you utilize, you know, good titles of the videos, good thumbnails for the videos. You know, always make a always make your own thumbnail. If you look at every one of my videos, there isn't a video out there that doesn't have a good thumbnail. Do it, big bold letters. You know, don't clickbait. I do clickbait every once in a while, but I don't do them a ton. But that's the key, is to always consistently post. Do it at the same time, do it the same day. If you want to post every day, but do it at 7 o'clock. And it's a lot of work. It's a ton of work to do. It took me a long time to get to where I'm at. And, you know, like my buddy Nick, you know, he's got a couple hundred thousand subscribers. He did that like in a year because he was posting about his Camaro and stuff like that. And he, you know, he got 200,000 subscribers real quick. And, you know, the guy makes a ton of money. And then I got my other buddy, Mike, who's got 500,000 subscribers. That's all he does is YouTube. And I got a customer that's got 1.5 million subscribers. That's all he does. And he sells off of YouTube and stuff like that. So it can be done, but you just got to find that unique thing and can be consistent on YouTube.
Okay, good luck with that, Tyler. All right, next question comes in from Spencer. Spencer says, question that always comes up, the balance between personal and business page, how do you use them differently?
Well, I post more to personal than I do business just because of Facebook's algorithm. So, you know, because again, I keep getting mixed up. Facebook wants you to spend money on every one of your posts, to do so. It's an organic reach on a profile page is much greater than on a business page. So that's why I post so much to my personal page. And to be honest with you, if it wasn't for work, I would never be on Facebook. I could care less about Facebook. I don't care what you're having for dinner. I don't care that. You know, I don't care about half the stuff that I see on Facebook. I don't care about, you know, this person did this trick. You know, I really don't care about any of that stuff. But I've done Facebook and social media because it's been a huge impact on my business and it's made a lot of money and a lot of sales for me. And that's the only reason I do it. Like I said earlier, I don't get on Facebook and start scrolling, unless I'm tagged in something or I'm looking for something specific. You know, I don't care about the dog that can jump on the trampoline. You know, none of that stuff benefits me in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, so Facebook for me is completely 100% business.
All right, Spencer, I hope that helps you out. All right, next question comes in from Jeff. Jeff says, Mike, are you maintaining gross profit on the vehicles you sell, or are you giving them away just above invoice?
Well, on new cars, I don't control the pricing. We're a hybrid-only price store. We're pretty much only price. I'll tell you this. I know how to hold gross, and I know how to hold gross really, really well. But I really, you know, I don't like talking about gross. I don't like, you know, obviously if customers sit there and say, well, he knows how to hold gross. Let's do this. I may not be doing this trick on them. You know, I don't want to say trick. I may not be doing this technique on them. But the fact of it is I know how to hold on trades really, really well. I get paid mm-hmm. off of that. And on used cars, you won't negotiate on a used car with me. I got so much data that just your head will be sideways. You're like, yeah, I agree with you. We're good. That's the reason I'm here anyways, because it's already a good price. I mean, I very rarely negotiate on used cars. So yes is the answer. I'm very, very good at holding gross. I'm very, very good at creating gross. But on new cars, our new cars are, I mean, sometimes we're at 237 and back. You know, right now with GM, it's employee pricing for everybody, and we're back of that employee pricing for everybody. So I can't control gross, but I do get held on holding on trade, and I'm very good at that.
All right. Thank you very much. Great question, Jeff. All right. Next one comes in from Kathy. Kathy says, what do you recommend for a beginner car salesperson that has never sold cars before to build a clientele quickly? Well, that is the question, isn't it, Kathy?
Oh, gosh.
I know. Again, this could be a whole other webinar.
No, it can be, but I've got a video that's private on YouTube that is the three tips to start out your sales career good, or I can't remember how I titled it, but I will, if you get in my Facebook group today, I will post that video later tonight, and that'll be your answer. That's the best way I can answer it, because it's like a 3 or 4 minute video, I can answer that real quick, but I'll just shoot that video in my group.
Yeah, Kathy, you can also email Mike, and Mike could probably share the link there as well.
Yeah, text me
just in case you don't get into
this.
Right. Okay, Kathy, great question. Thank you so much. All right, next one comes in from Spencer. Spencer wants to know, where was it that you got the red carpet that you roll out for your customers? I know we've given them away before several times.
Yeah, we have. We typically give them away, but I figured, you know, Christmas, give a couple hundred bucks away. It'll help somebody out on Christmas, stuff like that.
Oh, believe me, no one's upset about that.
Right. So, yeah, it's on Amazon. I just posted about this. Somebody tagged me right before the webinar started. If you go to Amazon and type in Red Carpet Runner, there is one that is $77. It's called Red Carpet Aisle Runner. It's a 3-foot by 10-foot. It's $77. And I've purchased it. That's the best one, I think. I did a lot of research on it when I purchased it, and it's held up. I've only bought one red carpet. So, I probably need to clean it, but I Zyloned it beforehand. But, it's a good one. $77, and it gets great stuff.
There you go. All right, Spencer.
It's rambled by cars all the time, and it cleaned up good.
All right. We still have a ton of questions, and we have a ton of people still on the call. So if it's okay, Mike, can we keep going?
Sure. Yeah, let's go.
All right. Brian has the next question. Oh, not question. Comment. He says, I am guilty with the Aztec posts to Mike, LOL, but so hilarious. So thank you, Brian. Keep it coming. All right. Next one comes in from Daniel. He says,
Wait. See, that's the thing. That's the thing about organic. I didn't create that. I didn't do that. I didn't do anything like that. So it goes back to whoever asked about, you know, is Chevy Dude trademarked? But see, that's something that I didn't do or make up. It's just something that comes. It's kind of like a nickname. You know, I can't make a nickname up for myself and people are just going to start calling me, you know. It's that's what's organic about it. It's funny and it just keeps on going and going and going and going. I put it on YouTube that, hey, you know, if you see an Aztec, tag me in it. I've never gotten tagged from it. It's people who know me on social media, and that's what it's all about. It's all about the organic reach.
Got it. All right. So Daniel wants to know, what do you think are good hours for a salesperson to work regularly at a dealership? As in, how many hours should you have to be at the dealership? You know, are there better times to do it? What do you got?
Well, like I said, if I'm awake, I'm working. So I'm obsessed with working. I mean, I work 70, 80, 90 hours a week at the dealership. If the dealership's open, I'm here. I left last night like at 6:15, and that's really, really early for me leaving the dealership because, you know, every opportunity, you know, I had those two customers that came in on Tuesday and no idea that they were going to come in. And if I wouldn't have been here, that would have been split deals for me. And one was a mini deal and one there was some gross on, but I don't want to split a deal with anybody. That's my customer and what I've worked for with these two particular customers, almost 6 years of getting them back in the dealership. So I'm obsessed with always working. You know, the answer is really work what you want to work. You know, I work my own schedule. I'm not saying that I'm here that time. If I don't feel like being here, I'll leave and go do something. I got a gun range membership right around the corner. The gun store is 10 minutes away from me and I go shoot all the time. You know, it's like, I'm bored. I'm going to go shoot. I mean, I always have guns with me anyways. So I'll just be like, I'm going to go shoot guns, you know, and I'll go there and shoot guns for an hour and come back, you know? And so I'm not always here 100% of the time, but that releases tension and, you know, and I got my sales manager's pictures and I put those on the target, you know,
oh,
and all
stop.
That good stuff.
You do so. Not. Well, I know in a couple weeks.
But that's the key, is whatever works best for you.
Yeah. In a couple weeks, actually exactly 2 weeks, our mutual friend Elise Kephart is going to be here talking about her topic. But I know she's on the vendor side now, but when she used to be working at a dealership, I was just so impressed by the amount of cars that she sold, and she only worked Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. But she grinded, you know. So, yeah, Daniel, I guess the answer is it's up to you. All right, thank
you
so much.
Ali Retta works 5 days a week and like 9 to 6, 9 to 5, and he's in there about 8:30. And I mean, he sells 100 plus cars a month. So I mean,
that's
it's up
crazy.
To you.
That is nuts.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right,
so awesome.
Jonathan wrote in, Mike, how do you start your videos without eliminating women or men from watching it? For example, hey guys or hey ladies, what's the intro that you use? I mean, you could say, hey there.
So,
hey, everyone.
It's so repetitious. So what do I say? I got to think. If I have to think about it, I don't do it. Do I say, hey, everyone? Hey, everyone. Mike Davenport, Louisville Chevy Dude, Bachman Chevrolet, Louisville, Kentucky. I'm like, hello. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to YouTube. Hello, YouTube. You know, welcome back to the channel. Hope you're having a great day. I mean, that's how I always started out. I never, like, I guess probably I do say hey guys sometimes too, now I'm thinking about it. There's videos out there. You can find me contradict myself all day long, I'm sure. I don't script anything out. Everything's ad-libbed. I'll think of an idea. I'm like, okay, well, I need to make a video about this. And I live and breathe that idea. So I'm just like, I'm just going to go do it. And I don't script that out. So I'll just say whatever. But yeah, I just whatever feels comfortable. But I'm like, hey, everyone, welcome back to the channel. I say that and like, you know, hey, Facebook, what's going on? You know, I point out to the platform that I'm on. That's what I would do.
All right. Jonathan, thank you so much for the question.
Watch my videos and see what I do. I don't even know what
yeah.
I do.
Watch his videos, do some homework, and see what happens. All right. All right. Next yeah. one comes in from Dan. He says, what does your dealer principal think about how you use digital social media? Do they know? Do they care? If you are crushing it, have a hard time understanding why your store does not want more of you?
They love it. The dealer principal and I are really, really close. I love him. I love his son, who's the general manager of our company. Our SEO, our CEO is an awesome guy. The son-in-law is a sales manager. I love him to death. And so the family's really, really well involved and they love it. And to answer your question, we all know this, and this is not a slight of anything or bash anybody. You know, there's a lot of egos and a lot of drama inside of a car dealership. As we know, it's kind of funny when I see somebody like Matt Lauer get fired because of creating a hostile work environment. It's like, shit, come work at a car dealership for a week and see a hostile work environment, for God's sakes. But I think there's some egos out there that they don't want to come to me and say, hey, can you help us with this and be the face of our YouTube channel and stuff like that, because it would make them look bad that they got to come to me and do it. So I think that's the reason why. But that's why I have the success that I have, is because I just started doing it on my own, and then it took them a couple years to do it. I mean, I've got more, like I said, I've got more followers on my platforms than the dealership does. I'd be surprised if the dealership has 10,000 followers across the board on all their platforms. So they don't have any, I watch their stuff. They don't have any engagement on anything. The only engagement they have is employees, which is the internet department, you know, employees doing, you know, people who post the stuff, they're the ones who like the post and share the post. So it's, right. But I think that's the reason why. But the dealer principal loves me, but he's just not involved in social media, so he doesn't know. So, and he hands that off to somebody else and just lets them do that. It's just not a focus that they have.
All right. Thank you very much. Great question, Dan. All right. Next one. Well, it's a comment. Bill Williams says, Mike's no extrovert. He just plays one on TV. LOL. I agree with that. Yeah. All right. George wrote in, I have read Googleopoly recently, and it has given me virtually all new ideas that I have implemented at the dealership here. We wish you the best of luck with that.
Good book. Yeah. Chapter five is what you need to definitely read and focus on in that book.
Okay, very good. Chuck wrote in, while on this webinar, oh, I love this one. He says, while on this webinar, I literally sold two cars to one couple via Facebook Messenger, an F-150 and an Outback. The conversation started earlier today, but I got the commitment while I was on here. Hashtag social media sells cars. Good job, Chuck. Excellent. We love it. And he also wrote in, automotivesalespros.com isn't working. The DNS address is not found.
That's not good.
Yeah, I tested it out
beforehand, too.
All right, well, we'll check it out. Okay. All right, handful of questions left, and then we can close out the show. Oh, yeah, Dan said he had the same issue with that. All right, Foddy wrote in. Dan says it's Automotive Sales Pro. It's automotivesalepros.com. Tell him to make sure he says automotive sale pro, not sales pros. Oh, okay. Sale is not plural. It's pros that's plural. Thank you, everyone, Dan and Sharpie. Thank you, everyone, for writing that in. Okay, so it is working. It's just a different one. Okay. All right, Fadi has the next question. Fadi says, when doing your follow-up process, what are you doing, dude? How are you doing it, and what are you saying? I don't think we've done a webinar on your follow-up process, have we?
No, we haven't. I kind of keep the content. I think you need to create your own content. It kind of goes back to what I say is being true to yourself and doing your own thing. Right. You need to come up with your own content and what you follow up and how you do it. But that's why I kind of show people my follow up process, because I think that's better content to share than what I actually write in the letters, you know, because obviously my 7-day CSI / internet review email that I send out is pretty self-explanatory. I'm calling and saying, hey, make sure you give me completely satisfied tens, you know, yeses on all the questions, write a review, you know, obviously you know that what's going on. But it literally is just follow up. It's like, hey, how's it going? Is there anything I can help you out with? And then I plant the seed of, hey, don't forget about sending me some referrals and
right.
stuff like that. That's really what it's all about.
Well, I don't know if you're ever going to give away your follow-up secrets, but ironically, our friend Elise Capard in 2 weeks, that's exactly what she's going to do. She's already done so before and talked about her Elise Capard experience, but she actually put it to the test. She went into a dealership and she did all this research. She used her follow-up process, and she's going to tell us all about how the results were, and that's going to be in 2 weeks. So if I were you, I would definitely check that out, sign up for that, and see if that helps you out, Fadi. Thank you so much for the question. All right, next question comes in from Alicia. She says, do you text all customers, and at what point do you put them in your phone?
Yes, I do text. I text everybody. I typically do not make phone calls. I typically text everybody.
I can attest to that. You're impossible to get a hold of.
Yeah. So
unless I text you.
So, and then you threaten me, and I'm like, oh, God, I better call her.
I'm a caller. I use my voice. So, you know, you say right on your voice message, don't leave me a message. I won't get it. you better text me.
My voicemail would fill up like every day and a half, 2 days max. And so the last time I deleted all my messages was back in March of this year. And I'm like, I'm never going to delete any of those messages. I'm tired of listening to messages and stuff like that. So I just say, hey, text me. But I text everybody, and it's very, very difficult for you to be put in my phone. You got to be a customer. One, when you buy is when you get put in my phone. Two, if like I've got Facebook set up, so if we're friends on Facebook, you put your information on there, it'll push to my phone. But in order for it to get saved to my phone, there's got to be some type of event that's case by case basis of why I saved you in my phone. So, but like I said earlier, I never delete a text message, and I can remember everything. So if somebody said something to me a year ago, And I'm like, I think they said this word, I'll start searching my text messages for that word and find that word and be able to find that message. They're like, hey, I think they're an 818 area code. So I'll start searching 818 in my phone.
All right. Alicia, thank you so much. Great question. Okay. Handful of questions, and then we're closing out the show. All right. Dave wrote in, Mike, as far as holiday and birthday cards, et cetera, where do you get them from?
I make them myself.
What?
Get a better shot. There's a company called gotprint.com, gotprint.net, gotprint.com. You can get stuff cheap. Like 10,000 of my business cards cost me like $120. 10,000 business cards. So, I like staying local and like doing business local, but when I go get 1,000 of them for $40, I can get 10,000 for double. I'm going to do that all day long. So I make up my own stuff. I got to actually make new. I just ran out of my last 10,000 batch of birthday cards. And I send out, you can ask my wife. My wife would know better than I do. But I probably send out 200 to 300 birthday cards a month. So I just ran through my 10,000
Alone, that's a lot of money. Wowza.
Yeah.
All right.
Luckily, the dealership pays for that. I don't have to pay for that, which is good. Because that thing stands for like 50 cents or whatever. So, yeah, the dealership pays for all that, which is nice.
Oh, that is nice. Okay, William said, hey, that's where I order my cards from. All right, Dave, I hope that helps you out. Okay, Chris wrote, there isn't a lot of internet, phone, or lot ups at our dealership. I've been trying to get as much activity on Facebook as possible. Do you recommend posting used vehicles on groups like Kansas City Swap Shop and Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah, I do. You know, just, you know, I think with the Facebook admins, I run into it a lot around Louisville, so it may be different in different markets. But like I said earlier, you get these admins of these groups who think they're God, and they just delete your post or kick you out. So you got to kind of be sneaky and smarter than them. And like I said, you know, take pictures, you know, before or after detail, before the stickers get on the car, and take pictures at a even if it's a hotel, you know. But I go, there's an apartment complex about 2 miles away from the dealership, and I go down there and take pictures down there. It's about a 5 mile drive, or about a 5 minute drive, and so I can sit there and do that, and I can drive the car and know it's gonna be a nice car and stuff like that. And then just as soon as somebody messaged me, I let them know that, hey, I'm a dealership, you know, I'll be more than happy to help, blah blah blah. Because, and I always put in no trades, cash only. If it's a cheap car. But I always put no trades, cash only, because they'll sit there and, you know, want to trade me a horse and buggy or something, you know.
Got it. All right. So, Chris, thank you so much. We wish you the best of luck on that. Okay. Rich wrote in, I recently moved from Chicago area to a small town, Sheboygan, Michigan. I went by the name Toyota Pro Rich and did YouTube, Facebook, dealer commercials. Only 23, and my new store is Chevy Buick. I'm trying to engage more with the small community, printed out tear-off tabs with my face and name and number on it and the place of employment. I dropped it off at local spots, but I need some more ideas. This comes in from Rich.
Louisville is
a pretty big town compared to Sheboygan.
If you're in Sheboygan, Wisconsin,
mm-hmm. Michigan,
Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Okay, Sheboygan, Michigan. If you're in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, I got a perfect guy to talk to. The key is the small communities are huge. I mean, you can just like be so awesome in small communities, and you're always gonna have that sales guy that's been at the dealership forever that everybody goes to in the community, but. You know, cheap Facebook posts, $5, $10 posts that just target a little small area. You know, if you got 4,000 or 5,000 people in your community, just, you know, go out at lunch, make sure everybody talks about you. You know, pay it forward, like, hey, let me get your meals for you, stuff like that. I mean, that stuff is huge. On these small dealerships, because you're going to be talked about. We know how everybody talks in small towns. But you know, let's make them talk about something positive. Like, hey, you know, Chris at blah, 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 ABC Motors up the street paid for my lunch today, man. That's awesome. You know, that can get expensive, but just, you know, just paying somebody a compliment or leaving a business card on a car or something like that, you know, stuff that's, helps out and, you know, makes them look, do it, you know, go to a lot of community stuff. The community stuff is huge. Oh, you know what?
Charity stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Ali Retta does this. Football games, basketball games, all these sporting events for high school and stuff like that. Go there with a cooler filled with Gatorade and water and hand it out to them for free. That's how you do it. You go out there, and yeah, this is totally Ali Retta's idea. He told me about this a while ago, and that's what he does. He goes out and just, you know, just meets everybody. It's like, hey, I work at the dealership up the street. Here's free water, you know, boom, boom, boom. And
that's
huge. That's community involvement. So now, you know, you got the community yearly festival and stuff like that. Just go out there with a cooler and hand stuff out. But you've got to be there. That's the key, is you've got to be there and put the face with that and make sure everybody gets your business card, you know. Buy a cheap table and set up a booth or something, you know, and just, you know, get permission from the school. It's like, hey, do you mind if I set up here and, you know, away from the concession stand and, you know, give out waters and stuff like that. You know, get a banner and hang it on the fence right next to you and stuff like that.
Yeah, and usually, I mean, I know when my kid was playing baseball, they were looking for local businesses to sponsor them. It doesn't cost much. It's like a couple hundred dollars, and then your name is always out there. It's pretty cute. Okay, last questions come in from Sterling. He wants to know, with the Facebook marketplace and such, how do you figure up the taxes? When they message you, do you tell them that they will have to pay taxes also, or do you just figure it out and, like, rough number it in?
Well, it's already assumed that they're going to pay taxes. I mean, everybody knows they got to pay taxes on a car that they purchase, you know. You know, you got those small percentage of people that sit there and be like, well, I'm going to buy it privately and put that I bought the car for a dollar, you know. Mm-hmm. Number one, states are keen to that. So they'll say, well, if you bought the car for a dollar, you write gift on the title, then we're going to look up NADA and you're going to pay a certain price based off of NADA value. But relatively speaking, everybody who buys a car knows they're going to pay sales tax. You got to be upfront about your fees. You know, I tell people, like, hey, our only fees are $359, and that's, you know, tags, title, license, everything. Mm-hmm. So if you're a dealer that has a $600 fee, that might be a different story. But the fact of it is just be upfront with them and go at it. But they all know that they're going to pay taxes and stuff like that. And those people who are going to play games and want to, like, try to walk around taxes and stuff, you don't want mm-hmm. them as customers anyway, because they're just going to make your life miserable and they're going to sit there and be problematic and everything else.
All right. And follow up from Sterling. He says, where do you get those Coke bottles with your name on it? At Coca-Cola, baby.
Yeah, Coca-Cola, ShareACoke.com. So this is one of them here. If you can see the camera, I got this for all my sales managers a couple of years ago. I got them all a Coke bottle because it was my thing. You know, nobody else done this. Nobody put Chevy Dude or their name on a Coke bottle. They're $5 a piece, but you can get them at a good deal if you watch. They'll send you coupons for 20% off and stuff like that. But I got every single sales manager and F&I manager and all that stuff, I got them all one of them as a Christmas gift, saying, hey, thanks for all your guys' hard work. I really appreciate it. Here's a bottle with your name on it. And they all have
they
it right next
really
to them.
Good Christmas presents. Yeah, I got some for my husband and my kid, and they love them too. They're, like, on display. Yeah. So they are really cool. Sterling also wants to know, did Grant Cardone's jet have heated and ventilated seats?
it doesn't. It's got nice little things up here, but no heated seats.
Okay. Last comment comes in from Jeff. He says, thanks, Mike. Very informative. Great job. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing you. Oh, Jeff, thank you so much. And seriously. Oh, Mark wrote in, hey, Eliana and Mike, the dynamic duo. I was scheduled to watch this. I got called in. Ask Mike, what swag does he give out nowadays?
You know, I've backed off on that. I need to get back into the routine. So I'm just giving out business cards. I'm doing my $2 bill thing still. I'm doing the stickers in the doors and the gas tank. I've thought about other things, and it's just cost effective, you know, and stuff like that. So I haven't been really doing anything, because the Coke bottles still, the Cokes are huge. That's the big thing. It cost me $5 a piece. So it's expensive when you get into a deal, that, you know, you get a mini deal on, and it's costing you, you know, 5% of your profit, you know, of your commission, costing you 5%. And, you know, you just gotta look at it as a business standpoint of what do I do and stuff like that. So it's just business cards. I did away with pens. I did, you know, I had a girl Snapchat me. You know, I got a lot of my customers on Snapchat. I had her Snapchat me. She works at a Ford store, and I was gonna include this in the webinar and I didn't, but she Snapchatted me and says, I'm on my last pen, and it's so funny that I work at a Ford store and use a Chevy Dude pen. So
that is funny. Sean wrote in, great content. Thanks for your time today. Happy holidays. Agreed. And Tom wrote in, what is the $2 bill thing? I guess he hasn't been on one of your previous webinars, so really fast.
So get in the group, Automotive Sales Professionals group, and I'll explain it a little bit more. Basically, I just put $2 bill in the gas tank and write a personalized note, thanking them for the business.
Not in the gas tank.
Honor to do business with them.
Not in the,
like,
gas.
In the gas door. Yeah, in the gas door. So that way when their fuel pump gets locked up, it's like, oh, there's $2 here. Inside their fuel door and tape it, so that way the first time they go fill up with gas, that they get that little nice surprise.
And do you still put the sticker in there too, in your business card, or what?
Yeah, still put the sticker, business card, yep.
Yeah, you can actually check out some of Mike Davenport's previous webinars where he talked about how to be a 30-plus a month car sales guy, and then he had another one about the red carpet experience. He gives away everything in there. Mark says
the bill idea is Elisa's idea.
Elise Kephart, yeah. Great ideas, you know. I mean, this is what you're doing. You're sharing them, right? Mark wrote in, I'm giving out $100 gift certificates from a local jewelry store for Christmas. He's given out 750 of them. Holy moly. Well, you're lucky that they're letting you do that. Wow, that's amazing. All right.
Yeah, that's something that's really good because they want to give those certificates out because jewelry's so marked up. And so their $100 is nothing to them, and they're getting business out of it, making the salesman look awesome. That's a good thing, too. Go to Chick-fil-A. Okay. Chick-fil-A will give you free chicken sandwich cards. I hand those out to my customers all the time.
Ooh, I didn't know that. Okay, on a serious tip, seriously, Mike Davenport, you are not a vendor. You make zero money from doing these webinars and giving out your absolute best advice. And it takes you time. It costs you money. Like today, it costs you $100 to give out that prize. You do this. You are so generous with your time and your skill and your knowledge. And I cannot thank you enough because no one else does this for dealers. I mean, not on a regular basis like you do. And you give all of your best advice. You give it away freely. And you hope, you really hope that it helps and it helps people sell more cars. And thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. You're welcome.
I just made you blush.
It's an honor, you know. That's why I got off camera. It's like, oh, I'm blushing. It's a passion of mine. You know, I said when I got into the car business in 2000 that I didn't want to be the typical salesman. I want to make an impact on the automotive industry, and I want to change it. And back in 2000, the social media wasn't around. The internet was barely around. I was just making I look at it now, 18 years later, I was just making a goofy claim, really. I didn't even believe in that claim. I want to change the car business, and now here I am, and we got the social media and that's why it's coming from the heart and it's so passionate that, I call stupid vendors out or I call people out who are looking bad and I'll take the heat because I'm not a vendor. Like you said, I'm not a vendor. The dealership, if somebody calls the dealership and says, fire Mike Davenport, they're going to laugh in their face and basically hang up. And we laugh about it every once in a while if we're out drinking or having fun. It's like, yeah, this person called and about 6 months ago, they didn't tell you about it because they don't care. There's like, dude, you're selling cars. I know what you're doing. And I don't want to make the dealership look bad in any way, shape, or form, but it's like it's the car business is going to change, and if we don't change with what the consumer is wanting to do, companies like Carvana are just going to take over, and I lose my job because people are just going to buy cars on the internet. Look at Borders. Borders, there's no more bookstore. I buy everything off Amazon for God's sakes, and I know I'm kind of feeding the pig feeding the hog when I buy stuff from Amazon, but it's the convenience factor. And it's going to become car sales that way too, man. People are going to buy just cars off the internet and put a guy like me out of business. So if we can get ahead of that in the forefront, then, change the industry and not have a requirement to get away from dealerships. Tesla's doing so good about not having a dealership and not franchising it out. They're doing it all on their own. And they're basically saying F you every dealership in the country, and that's why the dealerships are all mad, because Tesla's doing it different.
Yes, yes, they are. We talked about it a few weeks ago with Christy Roman, where she stressed the importance of innovation. And if you think car dealers can't innovate, then you're not going to be around in car dealerships very much longer. You have to continually innovate, not just with the way we sell cars, but with the way we service our customers as well. So Mike Davenport, one of the best, if not the best out there. Thank you so much. I love you, baby. And I wish you so much more continued success in the next year. I'm sure that we're going to be doing some more webinars together, right?
Yep.
Okay. Sure. Don't forget to move the slides forward. I got a few more slides and then we're going to close out the show. I want to remind the audience a link to download a copy of this webinar recording is going to be emailed to you later today for your reference. Are you crazy? Share it with your friends and colleagues. don't keep it to yourself. Tell everyone about it, okay? It's going to be online at dealeron.com/webinars. You can view our upcoming webinar schedule there or access any of our past webinars, too. This webinar is going to conclude in just a moment, and there's a lot of you on here still, so I'm going to let you know you're going to get a short survey. Dude, it is 3 questions, so we want you to fill it out. We're always looking for your feedback. We want to know what you thought of today's presentation. Don't let me down. 3 questions, okay? And early next year, Mike Davenport's going to be once again dropping knowledge bombs at the Rockstar Auto Conference. If you want to catch up with him there, see him in person, he's going to make it so easy on you. He's giving all of you a ridiculously good deal on the tickets simply because you were here on the Dealer On webinar today. All you have to do is go and visit that bit.ly link. It's bit.ly/ChevyDudeRocks, and you can score yourself a ticket to the Rockstar Auto Conference for only $47. That's insane. Gosh, oh my goodness. We hope to see you there. That's so cool. And I got to tell you about next week's webinar. Holy Froholies. I know we talked a lot today about Facebook. Well, guess what? Invitations are going out tomorrow for our next Dealer On webinar. And this is really important. I want you guys to pay attention to me, okay? An expert from Facebook is going to share what dealers need to know for 2018. But it's not just anyone, all right? Facebook is far and away the most popular social network site in the world. Facebook's impact on the automotive industry can't be overstated. So what does Facebook have in store for automotive in the new year? To find out what dealers need to know for 2018, we're bringing you the goods direct from Facebook. Philip Rather is the head of automotive partnerships at Facebook. It's his decisions that shape and build the future of the automotive vertical at Facebook. In our penultimate webinar of 2017, Philip is joining us for an incredible hour to discuss how dealers can take full advantage of the enormous car shopping audience that Facebook provides. And he's going to go beyond basic value proposition and strategy. And I want you all to know, it will not be recorded. You must be on the live broadcast to get this information. We are not sharing his deck. It won't be recorded. It was his stipulation. He's going to be giving you the inside scoop. So if you want it, you have to come to the live broadcast. There will be no follow-up on this at all. And he's sharing stuff that you won't hear anyplace else. So please be sure this is your chance to hear an overall view of the direction that Facebook is going to take to improve car and service sales for dealerships from the one guy who knows it all. Don't you dare miss this presentation, so register now. And don't forget, Dealer On's weekly webinars are held Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific. We hope you can make it there. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions regarding our webinars and our topics, hey, I'd love to hear from you. I'm everywhere. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, you name it. I'm on all the automotive social networks. Or you know what? You can just email me directly at eliana@dealeron.com. Thank you all so very much for spending this time with us today, and I hope to see you all on another webinar in Dealer On's continuing education series. Are you still there? My ear just went deaf. Oh, okay, we're still here? Okay, good. Thank you so much, everyone. Take care.